From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheatless. Thousands of men and women serving on the front lines in Iraq will be coming home. President Bush says 8,000 troops will pull out by February, and more soldiers will be heading to Afghanistan. But Barack Obama says that's not good enough.
His plan comes up short. It is not enough troops, not enough resources, with not enough urgency.
John McCain is advocating more troops for Afghanistan as well. He says the withdrawals announced today highlight the successes in Iraq. McCain and his running mate Sarah Palin were in Lebanon, Ohio today.
Change is coming, and real change is coming to Washington, D.C.
Our ABC News Washington Post poll shows a large number of women have switched from Obama to McCain. But the Democrat says he doesn't hold much weight in such polling. A big celebration marking North Korea's 60th anniversary, but the country's leader, Kim Jong-il, wasn't there. And there are reports he's gravely ill. ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
A senior State Department official tells ABC News that reports of Kim Jong-il's ill health first surfaced late last month. Whether the so-called dear leader is actually sick isn't clear. What's less clear is what might happen in the event Kim dies. By most counts, he has 13 children from four different women. Kim's most likely successors are only in their 20s and have not been publicly groomed to take over for their father.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington. Hurricane Ike left Cuba and entered the Gulf of Mexico, where the Category 1 storm could gain strength. Where will it make landfall? We ask meteorologist Daniel Melendez at the National Hurricane Center.
Between northern Mexico, north through part of Louisiana is where the projections are.
Tropical storm Lowell could hit Baja California later this week. Lance Armstrong would like to add a little more yellow to his wardrobe. He'll go for the golden jersey in next year's Tour de France. Armstrong says he wants to raise awareness of cancer. You're listening to ABC News.
It's time to choose a healthcare benefits and insurance plan. How do I
decide based on facts and my friends who are really happy with
Aetna? You're choosing the most admired insurance and managed care company according to Fortune magazine. And Aetna has one of the largest networks of doctors and dentists. So when it's time to choose a healthcare company,
an Aetna plan can help me
feel and stay healthier.
Talk to your employer or sign up at Aetna.com. We want you to know. Aetna.
Plans offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company and its affiliates. Health benefits and insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations.
Hi, this is Joan Rivers, and I've said a lot of things about what the stars are wearing on the red carpet, but today we're going to look past the outside to what we have inside. I'm not talking about love and charity. I'm talking about bones. Osteoporosis is one of the most debilitating diseases facing women over 50, but it is treatable and beatable. So learn more from the National Osteoporosis Foundation at nof.org, because if your bones are strong inside, it doesn't matter what you have on the outside, unless you're wearing those ridiculous leggings with the chiffon gown. Ugh!
670 KBOI First News.
First News
starts now. Don't miss a thing.
KBOI News Time is 4:03. I'm Melissa Dawn, live in the 670 KBOI 24-hour news center. Idaho Republican Senator Larry Craig is in court tomorrow. Brandon Rathert has the latest on his ongoing legal saga.
I chose to plead guilty to a lesser charge in hopes of making it go away.
Senator Craig last year on why he pled guilty to those sex charges. He wants to withdraw his guilty plea and presents arguments before the Minnesota Court of Appeals. A judge in a lower court has already told him no. In the newsroom, Brandon Rathert, 670 KBOI News.
A Jerome pastor was sentenced to 2 years probation after pleading guilty back in May to misdemeanor battery, stemming from a violent incident with his wife. The Reverend Ron Matheny of First Presbyterian Church originally was charged with four felonies, including domestic battery, attempted strangulation, rape, and sexual penetration with a foreign object. Prosecutors say he woke his wife up, Darlene, in August of last year, forced her to have sex, beat her, then prevented her from calling authorities. Darlene Matheny says she still suffers from psychological trauma. Some controversial books are back on the library shelves in Napa.
The New Joy of Sex and the Joy of Gay Sex.
Napa Library spokesman Dan Black says these two titles have been the center of a debate that could have led to a very costly court battle with the Idaho ACLU. Napa man complained about the books, so they were moved to an area where you specifically had to ask for them. The ACLU said this was legal and they would sue. Library board members said the decision was a matter of fiscal responsibility. Boise narcotics detectives say the 7 pounds of pot they confiscated during a raid last night in Meridian was highly potent because of chemicals in it. They took 19-year-old Stephen Jeffrey James into custody for allegedly having the marijuana separated and bagged up for sale. Idaho State Police are looking for a state employee, Eric L., who's been missing since yesterday. L. is a 60-year-old male from Pocatello. He may be driving a green 2005 Ford Taurus, Idaho license plate TO1785. The Taurus is a state vehicle, and it has Idaho Transportation Department seals on both front doors. L. was last seen, used a cell phone, in the 186-184 interchange area just east of Burley, approximately 2:30 yesterday afternoon. At the close today, the Dow was down 279 points. We'll have more live news coming up for you at 4:30. Breaking news first. Don't miss a thing.
Live news updates on the hour, on the half, and when news breaks. 670 KBOI. In honor of Paul J. Schneider's 35 years as the voice of the Broncos, a scholarship fund has been established at Boise State University in his name.
Can you believe it?
Syringa Bank and News Talk 670 KBOI are teaming together to show our appreciation for all Paul J. has done for Boise State Athletics. You can now show your appreciation, too. With a minimum $10 donation, you get a commemorative Paul J. T-shirt. Donations can be made at the KBOI studios. Get more information at 670kboi.com.
406, traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 6s. KBOI in the sky, Ron O'Brien.
Thanks, Nick. Things going well as far as I-4 near the airport. If you have to travel that stretch east or westbound, it's okay. Mile quiet on the connector rolling out of downtown, and even I-4 westbound through Meridian for the time being is looking good. High gas prices keeping you home? Vacation at Sun Valley Resort now through October 14th, and you'll receive a free $25 Sinclair gas card for every night of your stay. Some restrictions apply. Visit sunvalley.com for more. With your dependable first traffic, Ronald Bryan, your KBOI in the sky.
What a gorgeous afternoon. Hopefully you can spend a little time outdoors tonight before the cold front arrives. We'll see temperatures drop into the 70s tomorrow, along with cool winds coming our way. Here in the City of Trees, below normal temperatures with a high of 77 degrees. The rest of the work week looking pretty good with a gradual warm-up back into the 80s by the weekend. From CBS 2 TV, I'm meteorologist Jen Robbins for 670 KBOI.
83 in downtown Boise. KBOI, first traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. On the 6 is brought to you by Tate's Rents. Tate's Rents, everything you want, only when you need it. Tate's Rents.
Live and local, Nate Shellman.
They're back.
The new joy of sex. And the joy of gay sex.
The joy of sex and the joy of gay sex.
The new joy of sex and the joy of gay sex.
The new joy of sex and the joy of gay sex.
The new joy of sex and the joy of gay sex.
The new joy of sex and the joy of gay sex.
The new joy of sex and the joy of gay sex will be back on the shelf at the Nampa Library. They have been available upon request only.
670 KBOI. Show at 336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI.
Now, there isn't anything wrong with that!
Now, broadcasting live from the News Talk 670 KBOI studios in beautiful downtown Boise, Nate Shellman.
Oh, welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. The story that just won't die. And no, I'm not talking about the Larry Craig case.
That's tomorrow's show.
This book just won't... This is the... I think I might have actually talked about the joy of sex and the joy of gay sex on this show more than we've talked about illegal immigration, the election, Jeremy Childs, guns in schools, gun control. I think this book is just... It's... God, it just won't go away. The ACLU threatened a lawsuit. And we'll talk with the ACLU a little bit later on in the show today. Yes, they will be on. Yes, they will be taking calls. Threatened the Nampa Library to return the two books whose names are now permanently etched in your mind, thanks to Mr. Recamp. Dear God, for a second I was expecting my mother to come on and say that. Here's what happened. Just in case anybody forgot about these books and what happened regarding these books, okay? The books were laying out and about in the Nampa Library. They are adult-themed books. Let's just stick with that, adult-themed books. Because some people say it's pornography, some people say it's educational, some people say it's art, some people think it's humor. I'm just going to go ahead and say adult theme book. Because I haven't read either one of them. Really didn't. Anyway, I move on. So here's the deal. Randy Jackson of Nampa, not of American Idol, petitioned to have something done about the books. Keep them out of the eyesight of children. The compromise they worked out on, 2 years? 2 years in the making? Maybe 3 years in the making? Was not to remove the books from the library, not to burn the books, not to put anybody who requested the books in jail, but to put the books in the librarian's office. If you wanted the books are there. They were never removed from the library. You just had to check in with the librarian before you looked at those books. Apparently, that wasn't good enough for the ACLU. And I'm going to have them on today just to ask them a question. What is this lawsuit about? Are you fighting on behalf of the people that want to view the books? Are you fighting on behalf of the people who wrote the books? Whom are you fighting on behalf of? Because thanks to this story, the last time we covered it, there was a waiting list for both of these books. I don't think people are having any problem finding these books. I don't need it, but... And it just won't go away. I don't want books to be banned. But one person's pornography is another person's education and is another person's art. What offends some may not offend others. And if you think it's okay for your kid to go and read these books and view these books, you know what? All you have to do is tell the librarian it's okay for them to do so. That's it. There was, to my knowledge, no money involved. But here's why the Nampa Library caved to the ACLU. It's not because they agree with the ACLU. It's not because they disagree with the ACLU. It's not because a judge made them. It's because they can't afford it. They can't afford the fight. That's the only reason the books are back on the shelves. They can't afford the fight. Lee Cooper will be joining us. She's a staff attorney at the ACLU. In the 5 o'clock hour, coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, I'm sorry, coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, Randy Jackson will be joining us, citizen of Nampa. In the meantime, your phone calls, 336-3700, 336-3700, pound 670 on your Verizon wireless phone. Kids are back in school. Kids are back in the libraries. Researching. Let's go to Pat in Middleton. Pat? You're on 670 KBOI. Go ahead, Pat.
Good afternoon.
What's happening, Pat? Pat, are you on the waiting list to check out The Joy of Sex or The Joy of Gay Sex?
Absolutely not, but I do understand the joy of it.
It's a festival.
Yes. Hey, I got a question for you, and I've got a comment, so I don't want you to... Is there any law that says the Nampa Library is required to have that on their shelves?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Hold on. Just so you know, the quote in the Idaho Statesman from Leah Cooper says, quote, the ACLU of Idaho commends the Nampa Public Library Board of Trustees for making information freely accessible and for respecting the First Amendment rights of its patrons.
Well, okay, I've got a solution. And this will solve all the problems for everybody. I don't know how many books there are of them, but all of us adults, you go check them out, never return them, pay the deposit or late fee, and then Nampa Library does never have to buy them again.
So you just want to steal the book from the Nampa Library?
No. You know, you take them out for a long period of time, you pay all those late penalties, and you know, just say, hey, I'm sorry I lost the book, I'll pay you the fee.
Pat, if you want to give money to the Nampa Library, give money to the Nampa Library so they can go to court with the ACLU.
Oh, but, you know, but the thing is, they're weak spined over there. That's why they couldn't put them in the books. That's why they couldn't make a decision in the first place. Just put them on before it made public interest.
I caught the book joke punny. You said weak spined. That's everybody loves a good library joke.
That's not what I meant. But, you know, the thing is that they had just put them up out of, you know, for protection of children. You know, if they just put them up in the first place where they belong in an adult section. You can't.
They don't have an adult section.
Kids can't go into adult video store.
No, we're talking about the library, not an adult video store.
Okay, but there should be an adult section where they're put up, and if someone wants them, they can
request
them.
That's what I said, 3 months ago? Recap this. Pat, I appreciate the call. You disagree with me? You say there shouldn't be an adult section?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
18 and over, a separate deal.
Why? Some things aren't... You need to make
it... No, you go to a special store and you buy those.
I'm not talking about the coffee table. I'm talking about
a
adult,
small section of quote-unquote educational materials.
Adult-themed. Adult eyes only. It's for adults. That's what I'm saying. That's the language I am going to use today on today's show because, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not a Supreme Court justice. I don't know pornography when I see it. Sometimes it's art. Sometimes it's educational. And sometimes you just got to take notes. 416, traffic and weather, every 10 minutes on the sixes. To KBOI in the sky, I'm thinking of a witty segue, and I'm not coming up with one. Here's your KBOI in the sky, Ron O'Brien.
Traffic on I-84, still not holding up bad at all. Get a few brake lights tapped at Meridian last check, but not anything consistent. And looking good around the airport, doing fine. Connector traffic's okay. Surface streets overall in great shape. Avoid 12th and Bannock. Motorcycle accident, 12th and Bannock, and... Bannock pretty much blocked on the west side of the intersection. Traffic is light, but might want to steer clear on that. I-84 Construction got you down? With the Carpool Incentive Program, you can earn a $25 gift card each month just by carpooling. And they'll pay you to save money. Call 345-POOL or go to commuterride.com for more. With your dependable First Traffic, Ron O'Brien, your KBOI in the sky.
We'll see changes come our way tonight and tomorrow as a cold front sweeps through. Temperatures will dive into the 70s tomorrow. You'll likely notice windy conditions across the Treasure Valley with gusts reaching up to about 25 miles per hour. But the cool down is short because we'll be back in the 80s by Friday into the weekend. From CBS 2 TV, I'm meteorologist Jen Robbins for 670 KBOI.
It's 82 in downtown Boise. KBOI, First Traffic and Weather Together. Brought to you by Baja Fresh. Join the dream team. That's us, KBOI, Baja Fresh, on Broadway before Boise State Bowling Green. Bronco game day coverage starts at 3 o'clock this Saturday, Nate.
Once again, for those of you that forgot what the First Amendment was, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. So, I ask you, is putting two books in a librarian's office, does that go against the First Amendment? 336-3700, your phone calls. We come back, 670 KBOI.
Live, local, Nate Shellman, News Talk 670 KBOI.
More. Did you know you can put in a new kitchen?
Dinner!
With your house, park yourself in a new garage. With your house, put in a new guest room. With your house, put more into your home by getting more out of it with a more competitive U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit. With rates as low as prime minus 0.51%, there's never been a better time to send your kids off to college. With your house, consolidate your debt. With your house, take a second honeymoon. With your house. With rates as low as prime minus 0.51%, why wait? Apply for a U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit today at any U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com, or call 888-444-BANK. U.S. Bank, five-star service guaranteed. Some restrictions may apply. Offer subject to normal credit approval. See banker for complete details. Home equity lines of credit offered through U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call
1-800-748-4985. That's 1-800-748-4985. 1-800-748-4985.
Ultra Clean goes green. Now the safest way to clean your carpets and upholstery is a call to Ultra Clean. Safe around your children, your pets, your plants, and safe to the environment, Ultra Clean is the recommended cleaning process by today's top carpet manufacturers. Next time you're in need of safe, affordable carpet and upholstery cleaning, call Ultra Clean at 887-4740. It's the Treasure Valley's premier cleaning company since 1999, and they've gone green. Call Ultra Clean today.
More families agree, dining out is in. Today's diners expect great meals and variety with flavor. Tune in to 670 KBOI Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. as local restaurateurs discuss the fine art of cooking and memorable dining experiences. And be sure to watch the Dining Out in the Northwest Presents cooking show every Saturday at noon on Fox 12. Dining Out Idaho is proudly brought to you by Food Services of America and 670 KBOI. More families agree, dining out is in.
News Talk 670 KBOI. Live, local, informative, entertaining. Nate Shellman.
ACLU of Idaho commends the Napa Public Library Board of Trustees for making information freely accessible and for respecting the First Amendment rights of its patrons. Why did they get involved? The book was never taken out. You never had to pay money to get, to my knowledge, you never had to pay money to get the book. Apparently, asking permission to look at a book is too much for some patrons to go through. They had to get the ACLU involved. Would love to know how the ACLU got involved. And somebody had to complain to them. That is the process. You don't like the way something is? You call the ACLU. I want to check out The Joy of Sex and The Joy of Gay Sex, and I can't find it, and I don't feel the need to ask some librarian to look at a book. And the ACLU says, you have a good point there. That violates your First Amendment rights. What do you think? The book was never removed. All it was meant to do was stay out of kids' hands. I mean, come on. I remember being a kid. If I was 14 and I found out The Joy of Sex was somewhere in the Napa Library, I don't care if they hid it in the false ceiling. I'd find it. No, not so much. 336-3700, 336-3700. Let's go to Jeremy in Meridian. Jeremy, are you an avid reader of The Joy of Sex or The Joy of Gay Sex?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
Actually, not very interested in that book.
Okay.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
When you speak to whoever it is from the ACLU, whatever her name was,
Leah Cooper,
will you do me a favor and ask her a question for me?
Okay.
Okay. I want you to ask her.
Go
about...
slow. I got to write this down.
Okay.
I can't just. Whoa! What was that? Who was? What happened?
It's my cousin. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Stop beating your cousin. What's the question?
I want you to ask her, what about my rights? Like, if I were to be a parent, what about my rights to, you know, protect my kids from things I don't want them to see?
Good question.
You know, where does that go when they can decide to protect the rights of others and infringe on my rights?
I like the question, Jeremy. I'll ask that of her, okay?
All right, thanks.
Quit beating your cousin. Your God, this is a family show. 336-3700, 336-3700. Rick is in Boise. Rick, you're on 670 KBOI.
Well, Nate, I'm going to try and make this one a simple question so you don't have to write it down. So here we go.
I didn't realize I was passing notes today.
Well, here's the question, and it has nothing to do with what the topic is. It just has to do with the ACLU as it is.
Okay.
Where do they get their fundings from? How do they end up having the money to be able to prevent a local citizen, a group, a government from being able to fight them? Because if I'm correct, and I could very well be wrong, that the ACLU is supported by government funds. And whenever they lose a fight, they still are paid by the government for their services. And if they win, then it would be the government, whether it's local, state, or federal, that would pay the ACLU for what they do. So it sounds to me like it's a win-lose situation that the ACLU always wins and everybody else loses, especially the citizens of the United States. Ask her where their funding comes from, because I think it would be very revealing for the folks out there to really understand what makes the ACLU tick.
Does anybody have any thoughts on the book being put back on the shelves, or am I just passing along notes to the ACLU? What is your thought on the book being put back on the shelf?
I think...
The book that was never removed from the library in the first place.
I think they're making more out of it than what needs to be the ACLU, than what needs to be. And the library did exactly what they're expected to do. They chickened out. They gave in. The city looks at it in the same way as they looked at the Ten Commandments when that came up a number of years ago here in the Boise area about what to do. And everybody looks at it and says, hey, you know, I don't want to waste all that money fighting it in courts and stuff. And that's what they're going for. They're going for the scare tactic that you don't want to fight them, and that way they win. And then they move on to the next litigation that
Rick,
they can make money off of.
Rick, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. Now,
okay.
Now I might ask the question. But Rick, thank you. Appreciate the call, sir. According to the library board member, the board agreed to reverse itself, quote, as a matter of fiscal responsibility. Napa City Attorney told the board it could cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to fight a First Amendment lawsuit. So, what do you do with hundreds of thousands of dollars? You could either fight a court battle, or you could buy more books. Or maybe you don't have $100,000. Right now, 426, traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the sixes. Ron, do you have any questions for the ACLU? I mean, everyone's got them for me. Or do you just want to do traffic?
Nope. I'll just stay out of this
Just
one.
Traffic?
No, don't get me started.
Oh, I like it. I can tell the pump is primed on Ron. One day he'll pop.
Yeah.
It'll be when I'm on vacation. He'll guest host the show for me. Here's a KBOI in the sky, Ron O'Brien.
Traffic on I-84, really not bad. Still pretty decent time to head out. Trying to crowd up now and then at Meridian, but not really backing things up at this stage. The accident, 12th and Bannock, all taken care of. You can do the intersection again. That's been moved out of the way. Idaho Transportation Department wants to remind you, 43% of Idaho's traffic deaths were caused by aggressive driving. Now, speed greatly increases your chances to crash and the extent of your injuries. Remember, smart choices save lives. With your dependable First Traffic, Ron O'Brien, your KBOI in the sky.
What a gorgeous afternoon. Hopefully you can spend a little time outdoors tonight before the cold front arrives. We'll see temperatures drop into the 70s tomorrow, along with cool winds coming our way. Here in the City of Trees, below normal temperatures with a high of 77 degrees. The rest of the work week, looking pretty good with a gradual warm-up back into the 80s by the weekend. From CBS 2 TV, I'm meteorologist Jen Robbins for 670 KBOI.
82 in downtown Boise, KBOI First Traffic and Weather Together, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. You could win $20,000. Just pick up the Idaho Statesman, send in the Allstate Rum Back Payback entry form. You're in good hands with Allstate. Go to 670kboi.com for official rules. Nate Shelby.
Yes.
Nate Shelby.
336-3700 is the number to call in on the show. When we come back from bottom of the hour news, Randy Jackson will be in. Randy Jackson, you've seen him all over TV. You've heard of, especially regarding the story. I don't know if he's been heard of besides this story. He's just a citizen. He's involved in ministry, but he's just a citizen. He's involved in his church, but even as involved in his personal life as he is with his own personal walk of faith, even he didn't want the book removed from the library. All he wanted it was out of kids' view. And that's what happened. The book was not, books were not removed from the library. They were put in another office. And the board voted on it, and they approved it. Now Randy and the board got overturned because, well, the library can't afford a fight with the ACLU. We'll hear from Randy Jackson when we come back. News next, 670 KBOI.
Nate Shellman.
Entertaining, informative, local.
News Talk 670 KBOI.
You're ready to change out your flooring, and real hardwood floors make your eyes light up. But you are on a budget. Well, relax. Introducing real hardwood flooring starting at 99 cents per square foot. That's almost unheard of, yet the Wood Floor Warehouse makes it happen every single day. Call the Wood Floor Warehouse at 331-9663. That's 331-WOOD, or stop by the Wood Floor Warehouse at 2728 South Cole Road, two blocks south of Costco. The Wood Floor Warehouse.
Attention job seekers. Post or update your resume now on BoiseHelpWanted.com and you'll be entered to win an Apple MacBook Air notebook computer. Yes, the world's thinnest notebook could be yours by simply posting your resume at BoiseHelpWanted.com. There's no purchase necessary. Go to BoiseHelpWanted.com to find your next great job and enter to win a free Apple MacBook Air. Some restrictions apply. Full rules are online at BoiseHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
670 KBOI First News.
First News
starts now. Don't miss a thing.
KBOI News Time is 4:30. I'm Melissa Don, live in the 670 KBOI 24-hour news center. A Boise police officer was sentenced to 90 days in jail after pleading guilty to driving under the influence. 38-year-old Boise police officer Gary C. Miller entered a guilty plea. He was sentenced to 90 days. He also was ordered to pay a $1,000 fine and sentenced to 1 year probation. He was off duty when he was arrested on April 26th by an Idaho State police officer and cited for misdemeanor DUI. Miller's blood alcohol level was twice the legal limit. A Jerome pastor was sentenced to 2 years probation after pleading guilty back in May to misdemeanor battery stemming from a violent incident with his wife. Reverend Ron Matheny of First Presbyterian Church was originally charged with 4 felonies, including domestic battery, attempted strangulation, rape, and sexual penetration with a foreign object. Prosecutors say Matheny woke up his wife, Darlene, in August of last year, forced her to have sex, beat her, then prevented her from calling authorities. Some controversial books back on the library shelves in Nampa. Brandon Rathard reports from the 670 KBOI newsroom.
The new joy of sex and the joy of gay sex.
Nampa Library spokesman Dan Black says these two titles have been the center of a debate that could have led to a costly court battle with the ACLU. A Nampa man complained about the books, so they were moved to an area where you specifically had to ask for them. The ACLU said this was illegal and they would sue, so library board members say the decision was a matter of fiscal responsibility. In the newsroom, Brandon Rathard, 670 KBOI News.
Ada County election officials expect a record number of voters will be heading to the polls this November, which could translate into a long wait in long lines.
County Chief Deputy Clerk Chris Long tells 670 KBOI News his office is launching an extensive absentee ballot drive.
If you want to avoid the long lines, tear off the return stub on our postcard, sign it, put a stamp on it, put it in the mail, and then we'll send you a ballot.
Look for the red, white, and blue postcards in your mailboxes after September 19th. In the newsroom, Greg Williamson, 670 KBOI News.
And at the close today, the Dow was down 279 points. We'll have more live news coming up at 5. Breaking news first, 670 KBOI. Don't miss a thing.
Idaho's number one news radio station.
670 KBOI.
The Obama embarrassed by the USA.
Don't miss Sean Hannity, live weekdays at 1.
For the first time in my adult life, I am proud of my country. For the first time in my adult lifetime, I'm really proud of my country.
And I'm proud
670 KBOI.
It's embarrassing when Europeans come over here.
People end up voting on guns.
News Talk 670 KBOI, your home for me, Sean Hannity.
Are you worried about making money in this economy? Well, I'm not, and you shouldn't be either. Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. The strategies I'm teaching right now can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Best-selling author and millionaire maker, Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of people into financial freedom. Laurel can teach you how to grow your bank account fast, even in this economy.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Did you know that fortunes are made in recessions? I can show you how to make more money this year than ever before.
Get started with Laurel's book, Millionaire Maker, and her powerful CD, Creating Massive Wealth in Today's Economy, a $75 value.
You can do this. And to get started, I'm going to give you a copy of my best-selling book and a bonus CD for free.
Just pay a small shipping fee and you can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Call 1-800-898-3397 for your free book and CD. That's 800-898-3397. 800-898-3397.
Waiting for you is an experience that transcends time. You bet, it's the Thunder Mountain Line. Start with a great train robbery ride, wine tasting ride, or put your sleuth skills to the test with a murder mystery train ride. Or learn how they can accommodate just about any group or event, from wedding receptions to one-of-a-kind catered corporate events. Visit ThundermountainLine.com today or give them a call at 793-4425. That's 793-4425. Thunder Mountain Line in Horseshoe Bend.
Have you spent hours each night trying to help your child do better in school? Are you worried that your child won't succeed, even if he or she is a good student? Now your child can improve their grades and receive higher test scores.
Call now to get a free customized WordSmart toolkit.
Hello, I'm David Kay, creator of WordSmart, a breakthrough learning system that dramatically boosts grades and test scores. When children fall behind, they lose their self-esteem and eventually give up. That's why I invented the WordSmart system that helps students of all ages read faster, write better, and test higher in just 30 days, guaranteed.
Don't let the window of opportunity close on your child's potential. Call now and get the WordSmart toolkit absolutely free. Inside this toolkit is everything you need to improve grades and test scores. Call 800-470-9106. That's 800-470-9106 for your free WordSmart toolkit. That's 800-470-9106.
This is a test of the emergency alert system.
Space Bowling Green and non-conference action at Bronco Stadium this Saturday. Our coverage starts at 3 with Bronco Game Day, live from Baja Fresh on 670 KBOI.
436, traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 6s. Here's your KBOI in the sky, Ron O'Brien.
You'll find things fairly calm this afternoon. It's starting to build just a little bit now on I-84. If you're making your way to the Meridian interchange, starting to get the congested traffic as you approach Meridian, right around the exit, past the on-ramp. Not terribly bad, though. Aside from that, check out pretty calm flying up at the north. Check on reports of a stall. Eagle at State may be on Eagle approaching State. We'll let you know on that here shortly. I-84 construction got you down? With the Carpool Incentive Program, you can earn a $25 gift card each month just by carpooling. They'll pay you to save money. Call 345-POOL or go to commuterride.com for more. With your dependable first traffic, Ron O'Brien, KBOI in the sky.
We'll see changes come our way tonight and tomorrow as a cold front sweeps through. Temperatures will dive into the 70s tomorrow. You'll likely notice windy conditions across the Treasure Valley, with gusts reaching up to about 25 miles per hour. But the cool down is short, because we'll be back in the 80s by Friday into the weekend. From CBS 2 TV, I'm meteorologist Jen Robbins for 670 KBOI.
Thanks, Jen. In downtown Boise, 82 KBOI first traffic and weather together, brought to you by John Neal at MetLife Homes in Meridian, formerly First Horizon Home Loans.
What happened while you were at work? Find out here. Back to Nate Shellman on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Oh, Randy Jackson joining us. Citizen of Nampa. Randy, before we even start, my heart goes out to you, because now anytime I even hear the joy of sex or the joy of gay sex, I think of you. And not in that kind of way. But you have been pegged to this since the beginning, since I've come here to Boise. You know, this has been going on. It's the story that won't go away. Real quick, real quick, because we've done this before. Why is this a big deal to you?
Well, first of all, it's not exactly my number one choice of things to be doing. There's a million other things I'd rather be doing. But, the thing is that I've just seen, and know people that have suffered the effects of pornography and the fact that it is harmful to minors. The state law says and deems this kind of material harmful to minors. And, I have a heart for kids. I'm on the youth staff at my church. Mm-hmm. We do ministry work. My wife and I do some different ministry work through some things with kids. And plus I have kids of my own, and I just don't feel that this kind of pornography is a place where kids should have access to it.
And that's how you view these books, The Joy of Sex and The Joy of Gay Sex. You view them as pornography.
Exactly.
Okay. Do you feel that, or how do you respond to those who say or who feel that you're thrusting your faith on them?
Well, first of all, I would just comment that, you know, I understand why people might think that. But, you know, I live in Nampa. I've talked to a lot of people in the community. And I know that I'm not the only one that feels this way.
Mm-hmm.
There's a large majority of the people in Nampa that feel exactly how I do, that this kind of material doesn't belong in a library. And on top of that, that I have talked to some people that may disagree with me at first, but when they actually take time to research it, look at the book and see what my complaint is, they feel the same way. They're like, "Oh yeah, you're right. You know, this really shouldn't be in the hands of kids."
Well, I'm trying to get away from the whole pornography versus education versus art. I will say adult content.
Okay.
Because your pornography may be my, you know, I'm just doing this for kicks. It just might be my entertainment or my education. So what is something to you may be different to me. But where you and I agree on is that these two books that you've carried in here today, it's hard to look at a man in the face when he's got the joy of gay sex right in front of him. But
hey, I got the new joy of sex too.
Okay, I'll read that later. But we're adults.
Yeah.
We are adults. Now, you, when the ruling came down and the board decided, hey, listen, we're not going to remove these books from the library, but we're going to take them out of the stacks. We're going to put them in the librarian's office. That way, people can still, if they want to see the book, they can still get the book. And how did you react to that?
You know what? I thought that was a wonderful compromise. You know, I thought that was probably about the best thing that they could come up with to satisfy both sides.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because our main concern was whether or not these books were accessible to kids and to minors. That was our biggest concern.
If a parent deems it okay for their kid to see that book,
then they can check it out.
Whether you agree or disagree
whether
with it.
Whether I agree with it or disagree with it, it's still available at the library.
So, the news comes down. Library says they're going to put the books back up on the shelves. Your reaction?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I think that I'll tell you it this way. The last time I checked, the Constitution says that our government is supposed to be a government by the people, for the people, and of the people. And when the community is saying that they want something in specific, and the ACLU comes because they feel that it might violate some Joe Schmo out there whom we don't even know, and says that this one guy, his rights outweigh the rights of the community, that to me is like the ACLU saying that we're the ones running the government, not you. This is a government of the people. And the library board, when they decided in a vote 3-2, they found it in favor of, you know, of the community. They were going with what the community wanted, and now they're being bullied by the ACLU because the ACLU feels that they can go and threaten and bully and do whatever they want and get their agenda passed.
Randy Jackson joining us here, 670 KVOI, 336-3700. A number of you have been holding for quite some time. Nothing but phone calls, and we come back. 670 KVOI.
Live and local, Nate Shellman. Weekday afternoons on 670 KVOI.
Hillcrest Retirement and Assisted Living invites you to join them on Friday, September 19th, for the Golden Years Expo, The Art of Living Well Every Day. The expo will kick off at 5:30 p.m. with live music performed by Kirsty Ray and Marcos from Nashville and local artists Gail Chapman, Steve Myers, and Joshua Tree. In the spirit of collaboration, Hillcrest Retirement and Assisted Living, located at 1093 South Hilton in Boise, is hosting this community-wide event to showcase a variety of services and products that enhance the lives of the community's senior residents. Hot dogs, soda, and baked goods will be available, and a beer and wine garden provided by the Ram Restaurant and Brewery. Take advantage of the free senior services offered during the expo and acquaint yourself with the vendors who cater to the 50 years plus crowd. For more information about the Golden Years Expo, call Hillcrest Retirement and Assisted Living at 345-4460. Again, that number is 345-4460. The Golden Years Expo, the art of living well every day.
Nate Shellman here for A-Plus Chiropractic. Folks, if you're having back problems, hip problems, headaches, neck aches, if you've gotten hurt at work, you got injured during sports, or you got injured years ago, Dr. Carl Anderson and his team at A-Plus Chiropractic use hands-on service. They don't hook you up to a machine. They don't leave you in a room and say, oh, the machine will take care of it. No, we're talking hands-on, dedicated attention to you and your needs. That's what A-Plus Chiropractic believes. 377-0577. That's 377-0577. They're right on South 5 Mile Road, right there at 1505 South 5 mile road. And folks, this is not some overbooked doctor's office you're running into. You get in the waiting room, you don't wait for a half an hour, you don't wait for 40 minutes, you're in there, you're out, and you have all 100% attention from Dr. Carl Anderson and his team of very skilled massage therapists, and the technology is at hand. He decides he wants to use the hands-on approach. A-plus chiropractic, 377-0577.
It's the Anso Nylon Fall Flooring Event, and Great Floors has the style, selection, and prices you're looking for. The Fall Flooring Event at Great Floors brings you beautiful Anso Nylon carpets that are fashionable and friendly to the environment because they're 100% recyclable back into more beautiful carpet over and over again. Don't miss this great opportunity. The Anso Nylon Fall Flooring Event at Great Floors on Fairview, just west of Eagle Road in Meridian. Anso Nylon. Green by nature, fashionable by design.
It's you, your family, your business. Whatever the same things matter when it comes to your money. Where is it? What's it doing? Is it behaving? And if you need more, is the process easy? It's a lot like kids, except for the need of more. That's your call. At Syringa Bank, this is what separates us from the herd. Everything we do is customer-focused, with online banking and bill pay, fast loan decisions, and a team of professionals moving with a purpose, getting our customers what they need, right here, right now. Syringa Bank, FDIC insured, equal housing lender.
4:46, traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the sixes. Here's your KBOI in the sky, Ronald Bryan.
In Napa, a car motorcycle crash has the right lane southbound on Garrity Block. This is just south of the light of Flamingo, right near the Kick 66 station, pretty much in front of that mark. And traffic backed up pretty much to the freeway. If you're headed south on Garrity, away from I-84, you'll be affected. Traffic on the freeway drive heading west, I-84 flying over Eagle right now, and it looks great. A little crowding at Meridian, mainly as you get near the Meridian overpass to just past the merge point. Slow to stop with traffic, not a long freeway delay. And elsewhere, things checking out pretty quiet. Hey, for 100 pounds or more overweight, thinking about bariatric weight loss surgery, visit stlukesonline.org. You can sign up for a free seminar or find out more about their nationally recognized bariatric surgery program. With your dependable first traffic, Ronald Bryan, KBOY in the sky.
What a gorgeous afternoon. Hopefully you can spend a little time outdoors tonight before the cold front arrives. We'll see temperatures drop into the 70s tomorrow, along with cool winds coming our way. Here in the City of Trees, below normal temperatures with a high of 77 degrees. The rest of the work week, looking pretty good with a gradual warm-up back into the 80s by the weekend. From CBS 2 TV, I'm meteorologist Jen Robbins for 670 KBOI.
Still 82 in downtown Boise. KBOI First Traffic and Weather Together brought to you by Driven Automotive, Lexus, Toyota, and Scion drivers. Visit the specialist on the web, DrivenAutomotiveMeridian.com.
The Nate Shellman Show, live and local every weekday afternoon.
Back to Nate Shellman on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Is that Friday? Did that today? Oh, sorry, we're back on. Sorry, I was just doing some light reading here before we come back. Brandy Jackson joining us from Napa. Talking about, well, Napa Library restoring the joy of sex and the new joy of sex and the joy of gay sex. Some people might look at it and say it's pornography. Some people might look at it and say it's educational. Some people might look at it and say it's art or entertainment or whatever. But you know what? No matter who you are, I think the majority of people would look at these books and say they are for adults.
Adults only.
And you didn't want to burn the books, right?
Oh, no.
Randy, we got people from Napa I got to get to on the air here, 336-3700. Let's go to Beverly in Napa. Beverly, thank you for holding. You're on 670 KBOI.
Yes, hi there, Nate. Well, I'm enjoying hearing about the topic. Not that I enjoy the topic because I'm one of the ones that agree with the decision that was made on June 2nd, but I think this is something that we need to discuss when things like this come up. I feel I have a new concept of how to argue about the Bill of Rights, and I feel that now the ACLU so many times is favoring people that just are so liberal they have no concept of, you know, ideas about moral or immoral behavior. There's a phrase in the Constitution that we are forgetting about, and it states that our laws exist to protect the general welfare of our citizens. And so in this case, there's a segment of our citizens that could be harmed by this, which is the teens, because they are too young to make a mature decision about whether it's right for them to have moral or immoral behavior.
Or a child. Beverly, if I showed you some of the pictures And yes, for research purposes only, I have looked through the Joy of Gay Sex book.
I enjoy looking at that, so I'm going to take your word for it. But it just sounds like it's something that I would not want children to see, because they can be influenced by it before they're able to make up their mind whether it's right for them or not. And so I feel that I would be in favor of sending money, you know, getting a money fundraising thing to get money to fight this, because I think we can fight these things in courts if this is used. Our laws exist to protect the general welfare of our citizens, and I've never heard that idea used before. It's only that everybody has rights, and we have to decide whose rights are more important than others. But the whole thing that happened to them with the smokers, and I was amazed in the years past, I thought for sure that the laws were favoring the rights of people to smoke. And I've been amazed, and I'm very pleased, because smoking bothers my lungs, that we've actually been able to get these laws through, that the rights of people to breathe fresh air should super, for their health should.
Beverly, you went from on topic to, well, I mean, they are related.
But I did, but it is related. That's
right.
Why I brought it up.
Okay. Well, Beverly, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, Randy, there it is. You know, people might want to think about raising funds to fight on the library's behalf.
Well, I think that would be a good idea, and maybe somebody, you know, that might be something that to look into.
We have a member of the ACLU on hold. Hold on a second there, Dennis. We got to go to Joyce, who's in Nampa. Joyce, you're on 670 KBOI. Come in, Joyce.
Hello.
And, one more time, Joyce. Joyce?
Hello.
Hey there, Joyce. You're on the air.
All right. I'm concerned because I feel these bullies from the ACLU are attempting pure and simple blackmail over the library.
Mm-hmm.
And the UCLU many times seems determined to wreck the morality of the United States.
Right.
I suggest that Randy Jackson contact Jay Sekulow, whose organization sends many qualified lawyers to fight just such cases. They have fought these clear to the Supreme Court and won a majority of them.
What's his name again?
Jay Sekulow. The last name spelled Sekulow.
Okay.
At least that's as close as I can come, but the pronunciation is Sekulow.
Well, we'll pass that along.
You can contact them through TBN or the 700 Club, which are on the cable stations, and always give their phone numbers. They come and they will fight it. They will use all the things that have been mentioned just now about the First Amendment, what it means.
Right. Whoa. Something happened there with your phone, Joyce. I apologize for that, but something happened there. I don't know if that was on your end or my end. Is this a morals issue, or is this a safety issue in your mind? Or is it something totally else? Something totally different?
You know, it is a morals issue on some point, but the main reason why I brought it up is a safety issue. You know, in all honesty, there's a lot of other books in the library that deal with these subjects
mm-hmm.
that I did not and will not ask the library to pull from the shelves, and because of the reason that they don't have the graphic images in them. So to me, the whole reason was not because I'm trying to push my faith on anybody. But, you know, because, I mean, there's lots of books in the library that I'm sure that would violate, you know, that would go against what I believe. But
anarchist cookbook, so on and so forth. Right.
Exactly.
No, well, I mean, that stuff's out there.
But I would comment on her point that, you know, that about contacting someone else. You know, that's a great idea, but a lot of that's going to be the library board's decision if they would accept something like that.
Randy, I appreciate your time. You threw away your family today to come on here. This kid was had a piano lesson that Randy just now the kid's not playing piano, so Randy could be on the radio to talk about the joy of sex and the joy of gay sex. Right?
All right. He didn't say no.
Randy, leave the books. I'm going to take a closer look at the books. I'll pay the late fees on them. Don't worry about it. We'll take more calls when we come back. Randy, thank you so much. We are going to continue to cover this as long as it's news, and it just seems like it won't go away. 336-3700. More calls when we come back. 670 KBOI.
Local Afternoon Drive.
Nate Shulman.
Afternoons on 670 KBOI.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it.
I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-748-4985. That's 1-800-748-4985. 1-800-748-4985.
AlaskaOffers.com invites you to celebrate the 50th anniversary of our 49th state in 2009. The fight for Alaska statehood began in the late 19th century with the gold rushes, but it wasn't until the discovery of black gold in 1959 that it would become a reality. Whether you're on a five-star Holland America cruise ship sailing the Inside Passage or you're exploring the interior to Denali by train, where you'll enjoy a picturesque wonderland, steep canyons, deep pine forests, and dizzying waterfalls. Experience the gold with AlaskaOffers.com. Visit Juneau, walk right up to the Mendenhall Glacier, Skagway, Ketchikan, or Sitka. Excitement fills the ship as the sun sets and the snow-capped mountains reflect a radiant glow as evening begins. So go to AlaskaOffers.com and choose Alaska in 2009. Discover the gold. Call 800-922-9000 or visit AlaskaOffers.com. 800-922-9000.
Paul J. Schneider here.
Along with Chris Walton. You know, Paul J., Nate Shellman is live and local right now. We get going every weekday morning at 5.
Nate does afternoons, we do morning.
On News Talk 670 KBOI.
Why this week is significant for war vets. We'll have details coming up after ABC News at 5. 670 KBOI, don't miss a thing.
4:56, traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the sixes. Here's a KBOI in the sky, Ron O'Brien.
Yeah, just over the accident on Garrity, still there, southbound Garrity, right lane block just south of the light of Flamingo, and traffic backs up pretty much back underneath I-84 to right about where you come off I-84 westbound, but that ramp has been holding up pretty well for your exits there. You may want to exit, then turn right and north on Garrity, go left on Ridgecrest up through the golf course, and tie back into 11th Avenue extension into Nampa that way if you want to avoid the southbound delay on Garrity. Aside from that, freeway, stop and go slow traffic, got a little bit of it near Vista, and then further west, a little before the Meridian exit, too, just past Meridian, the majority of it. You can win $25,000 when you play the American Idol scratch game from the Idaho Lottery. Tickets are limited, but still lots of cash prizes left. So play today for a chance to win big. With your dependable first traffic, Ronald Bryan, KBOI in the sky.
670 KBOI, first weather for the Treasure Valley tomorrow. Much like today, only a bit cooler. Highs, rights in the upper 70s on the mostly sunny skies. In downtown Boise, it's 81. KBOI, first traffic and weather together. Brought to you by the Chalice Chamber of Commerce. Make Chalice your destination. Help for four-season fun. Visit Scenic Idaho.
All right,
left
we got the
books behind, didn't he?
We got the ACLU standing by. We're going to reload the phones, 336-3700, and hear from them, both sides to every issue. Both sides. And we're going to hear from the library side a little later on today. A little later on, probably in the 6 o'clock hour, Brandon Rathert from the KBOI News Department sat down with a spokesperson from the library. Here's what's going on, just in case you're just joining us. We've talked about these books before, the New Joy of Sex and the Joy of Gay Sex. Were removed from the shelves and put in a librarian's office after the public complained, the public headed by Randy Jackson. The ACLU, according to the Today's Idaho Statesman, threatened a lawsuit unless the board reversed the decision and returned the books back. The books are now back and thus making it an issue we get to talk about. News next, 670 KBOI.
Nate Shellman on 670 KBOI.
Live and local.
Today, let's talk about the good things, about where you can find them. Like when you go into a store and you want the best, what do? You ask the clerk what he's got in the back. And if he likes you, he says, he'll be right back. shoes, cigars, even the butcher. The best stuff is always in the back. So, when it comes to getting what's best for your Buick, Pontiac, or GMC, head to your participating dealer right now and drive around back down their Good Wrench service lane for Good Wrench and Go Time. For a limited time, you can get an oil change, tire rotation, and a Good Wrench multi-point vehicle inspection all in one package. With fuel prices the way they are, taking proper care of your vehicle can help you spend less time pumping and more time driving.
I can't stop thinking about it.
So, between now and November 30th, give it a go and make it Good Wrench and Go at your participating Buick, Pontiac, or GMC dealer. One way to know if Good Wrench and Go is right for you, visit GoodWrench.com and click on your GM brand.
The road to the White House goes through News Talk 670 KBOI, Boise.
News Talk 670 KBOI.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheatless. Don't expect another check from Uncle Sam.
We're not crafting another stimulus package.
White House Press Secretary Dana Perino says a second package would increase the deficit. Democrats are working on another stimulus bill. Another Wall Street powerhouse may be in trouble, and that sent stocks tanking. The Dow down 280, NASDAQ off by 60. More from ABC's Richard Davies.
This pullback came a day after the biggest rally on Wall Street in a month, Brad. Now investors are worried another big financial firm could go under. Shares in Lehman Brothers lost 40% of their value. Worries about Lehman are another sign the credit market mess is far from over. Lehman is the fourth largest American investment bank. There's concern it's having trouble finding new sources of capital, Brad.
Bear Stearns and subsidiary EMC Mortgage Corporation agree to a $28 million settlement with the FTC. The feds allege the companies misrepresented amounts borrowers owed on mortgage loans, charged unauthorized fees, and engaged in unlawful collection practices. Which campaign is promoting change? Both.
We're the ones who will change Washington. She is the one who's changed Alaska.
John McCain talking about his running mate, Sarah Palin. Barack Obama is calling foul.
We've been talking about change when we're up in the polls and when we're down in the polls. And this whole change thing must be catching on, because I noticed the other side, they were talking about experience all the time. They've kind of pushed that aside. Now suddenly they're saying, I'm for change too.
McCain argues he has a history of changing Washington. Hurricane Ike enters the Gulf of Mexico.
The system is going into very favorable conditions in the Gulf of Mexico, so our projections are that it's going to increase in intensity, most likely to a Category 3.
Meteorologist Daniel Melendez at the National Hurricane Center. You're listening to ABC News.
It's time to choose a healthcare benefits and insurance plan. How do I
decide based on facts and my friends who are really happy with Aetna?
You're choosing the most admired insurance and managed care company according to Fortune magazine. And Aetna has one of the largest networks of doctors and dentists. So when it's time to choose a healthcare company,
an Aetna plan can help me
feel and stay healthier.
Talk to your employer or sign up at Aetna.com. We want you to know. Aetna.
Plans offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company and its affiliates. Health benefits and insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations.
Hi, this is Joan Rivers, and I have said a lot of things about what the stars are wearing on the red carpet, but today we're going to look past the outside to what we have inside. I'm not talking about love and charity. I'm talking about bones. Osteoporosis is one of the most debilitating diseases facing women over 50, but it is treatable and beatable. So learn more from the National Osteoporosis Foundation at NOF.org. Because if your bones are strong inside, it doesn't matter what you have on the outside. Unless you're wearing those ridiculous leggings with the chiffon gown. Ugh!
670 KBOI First News.
First News
starts now. Don't miss a thing.
KBOI News Time is 5:03. I'm Melissa Don, live in the 670 KBOI 24-hour news center. Nampa Library officials responding to the threat of a lawsuit. They say two sex ed books will be returned to the shelves back in June. Nampa Public Library Board voted to permanently remove The New Joy of Sex and The Joy of Gay Sex from the shelves. Well, the board ordered the books be stored in the director's office, making them available only upon request. But last week, the ACLU threatened to sue the library, claiming that decision violated the First Amendment. Idaho Republican Senator Larry Craig is in court tomorrow. Brendan Rathard has the latest in this ongoing legal saga.
I chose to plead guilty to a lesser charge in hopes of making it go away.
Senator Craig last year on why he pled guilty to those sex charges.
He wants to withdraw his guilty plea and presents arguments before the Minnesota Court of Appeals. A judge in a lower court has already told him no. In the newsroom, Brandon Rathard, 670 KBOI News.
This week is National Suicide Prevention Week, bringing great significance for Iraq war vets. One study shows male vets who serve time in Iraq are twice as likely to take their lives as non-veterans.
The Veterans Bill of Rights calls for the per diem to double from $30 to $60 a day to 0.2% of the VA budget.
That's Chad Lego with a Circle of Friends for American Veterans. He says the group is proposing a Veterans Bill of Rights to help address mental health issues. One man is dead, two others hurt in a highway crash. ISP says it happened yesterday on Highway 30 near New Plymouth. Francisco Rivera of Payette was driving when he was rear-ended by a truck. Rivera went off the road and overturned. Rivera's passenger, Simone Cesario, died as a result of that crash. Rivera and another passenger went to St. Al's with serious injuries. And Boise police have arrested two suspected ecstasy drug dealers within a week. A patrol officer pulled into a parking lot at Overland and Curtis early this morning, where he saw several people just standing near a truck and a van. One of the people had been identified as Anthony Cummings. He was found to be in possession of 20 pink-colored pills. He was arrested and taken to jail. Just last week, Boise police also arrested 27-year-old Andrea Holland for selling ecstasy. She had 450 pills intent for sale. At the close today, the Dow was down 279 points. We'll have more live news for you coming up at 5:30. Breaking news first. Don't miss a thing.
News that never sleeps. News Talk 670 KBOI. Don't miss a thing.
All right, time to announce the KBOI rewards code. Today's code is TACKLE.
TACKLE!
TACKLE!
As covered in Chapter 5, TACKLE! Just enter TACKLE at 670KBOI.com for your chance to win over $20,000 in cash and prizes, now including an HP desktop computer and $1,000 cash. If
really?
You're not a, what's that?
Really?
$1,000 cash.
Wow.
And an HP desktop computer. I'm not making this up. This is what you get just for going on, just signing up for free. Going through a quick little registration, signing up for free. And you know what? If you're not a member of KBOI Rewards, join today. 670KBOI.com. Once again, the code is TACKLE.
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 Don't miss the next KBOI Rewards code. 709 with Paul, Jay, and Chris. Right here. 670KBOI. All right. ACLU standing by. Talking about the books in Napa, and of course we'll be taking your calls, 336-3700, 336-3700. Right now, 506. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 6s. Here's your KBOI in the sky, Ron O'Brien.
Accident in Napa is clear. Garrity, just south of the freeway where the right lane is blocked, all open again and things are flowing just fine. Do have an accident, fender bender to watch out for in Napa on 16th, heading southbound, the right lane blocked at 5th Street North, and no delay. Traffic's a little light there. Back to the freeway. Some right lane slowdowns showing up shortly after 5 Mile. Watch out, that sudden stuff in the right lane up through Cloverdale. Then it picks up again. And then all lanes of the freeway just slow to stop and go pretty much right at the Meridian Interchange. Kind of on and off, though, for the time being as you work your way out to the stretch near Black Cat. Idaho Transportation Department wants to remind you 43% of Idaho's traffic deaths are caused by aggressive driving. Speed greatly increases your chances to crash and the extent of your injuries. Remember, smart choices save lives. With your dependable First Traffic, Ronald Bryan, your KBOI in the sky.
We'll see changes come our way tonight and tomorrow as a cold front sweeps through. Temperatures will dive into the 70s tomorrow. You'll likely notice windy conditions across the Treasure Valley, with gusts reaching up to about 25 miles per hour. But the cool down is short because we'll be back in the 80s by Friday into the weekend. From CBS 2 TV, I'm meteorologist Jen Robbins for 670 KBOI.
It's 82 in downtown Boise. KBOI First Traffic and Weather Together, brought to you by IHOP. Enjoy sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, ribs, or a T-bone steak. Eat in or IHOP. And go.
Live and local, Nate Shellman.
They're back.
The new joy of sex. And the joy of gay sex.
The joy of sex and the joy of gay sex.
The new joy of sex and the joy of gay sex.
The new joy of sex and the joy of gay sex.
The new joy of sex and the joy of gay sex.
The new joy of sex and the joy of gay sex.
The new joy of sex and the joy of gay sex will be back on the shelf at the Napa Library. They have been available upon request only.
670 KBOI.
936-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI.
Not that there's anything wrong with that!
Now, broadcasting live from the News Talk 670 KBOI studios in beautiful downtown Boise, Nate Shellman.
What, you couldn't find Paul Jay saying the titles of the books? You looked everywhere, didn't you?
It wasn't hard, Nate. That's the whole KBOI crew saying.
Everybody on
the new joy of sex and the joy of gay sex.
Everybody on the air here except Paul Jay said the new joy of sex and the joy of gay sex?
On the air, at least once today.
Not Paul Jay?
He may have, but not in the news where it was easily retrievable.
First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. You've heard me say this before. Prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Today in the Idaho Statesman, Lee Cooper, staff attorney at the ACLU, was quoted as saying, the ACLU of Idaho commends the Nampa Public Library Board of Trustees for making information freely accessible and for respecting the First Amendment rights of its patrons. Joining me now on the phone from the ACLU, Lee Cooper, staff attorney. Lee, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So how does having a book, and this is just a question, how does having a book free for people to check out, free for people to look at, in just it's just in another office, how is that going against the First Amendment?
Well, it's somebody imposing their beliefs on which books should be held where. Now, there's an adult section of the library, and there's a children's section of the library, and the librarians are perfectly free to put books in whatever sections they want. But if you have to have special permission to obtain a book, then that's an infringement upon your right to have freely associated ideas.
Have you seen the books in question?
I haven't. Have you?
Oh, I have them right in front of me.
Oh, that's right, you do.
I had them right in front of me, and I'm an adult.
Good.
And
did they have the books in the children's section?
You know what? Don't know. I do know that the person I had in, Randy Jackson, who I'm sure you've heard from before, he was concerned because he saw the books lying about in the free reach of children. Now, that's what Randy, and what happened was the books were never removed from the library. They weren't burned. You didn't have to pay a dollar to check them out, to my knowledge. All you had to do was ask the librarian, hey, I'm looking for this book. Can you find it for me? You can do that whether the book is in the librarian's office or somewhere you just can't find it. So I'm trying to figure out where the extra step is or where somebody's faith or belief is, aside from keeping this book out of the sight of children, is infringing on other people.
Well, because you have the right to browse through ideas, and the point of a library is to have all kinds of different ideas gathered into one place where citizens can freely browse through whatever ideas they want.
Mm-hmm.
We had a complaint actually at the beginning of this case from a counselor who refers her clients to these books.
Okay.
For educational purposes. She called us and said they would be so embarrassed if they would have to go up to the librarian's desk and in front of the public ask for the joy of gay sex. She said they wouldn't do it. And these are books that I refer them to for educational purposes.
But they would have no problem checking the book out or be seen reading it.
I don't know. You'd have to ask them.
No, I mean, if it's good for one statement, wouldn't it be good for the other? And who has been prevented from browsing these books?
Everybody has, because they're now behind the desk.
But you can ask for them. But you can ask for them. No one's keeping people, aside from children. I don't even know if they're keeping children from it. All I was told is you can ask for the book, and if they have it there, they'll give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's not keeping anybody from anything.
Well, unfortunately, it's an infringement upon your right to freely browse ideas and books in the library. I mean, Shakespeare was taken off the shelves in one period of Queen Elizabeth's reign.
Sure.
Because, you know, hey, he's freely available, but we're not going to let just anybody come in and look at him. Dante was taken off the shelves.
Catcher in the Rye and the Anarchist Handbook.
Yeah.
And oh, yeah, familiar with all of it.
If you start doing it with one book, you're going to start doing it with whatever book it occurs to somebody to take off the shelves.
So did somebody complain to the ACLU to get you guys involved, or did you guys get involved in this out of just your own will?
Out of all that government money you said that we had to work with?
That was a caller.
Mm-hmm.
That was a caller that called in who wanted to know where you got your funding.
Oh, well, we get our funding entirely from volunteer donations.
Okay. So you still haven't answered the question. How did you guys get involved in this?
Yeah, we had a complaint. We had several complaints, actually.
Okay. And that's fine. What about the rights of the parents? Had another person ask me this. What about the rights of the parents to actually have this book not in their kids' eyesight? Not around their children. What about their rights?
Well, they have rights, too, and they're, you know, perfectly capable of talking to the librarians. I mean, I'm assuming these books are not in the children's section, so that if you have a child that you take to the children's section of the library, the child isn't wandering around looking at all kinds of adult materials.
Feel ready to take calls?
Sure.
336-3700, 336-3700, #670 on your Verizon wireless cell, 1-800-529-KBOI. Lee Cooper, staff attorney for the ACLU. If you have a question or a comment for her regarding this case and this case only, let's not go. I don't think Lee wants to talk about Iraq right now. We're just talking about Napa Library. 336-3700. Lee, hold on a second. We're going to conference you in with our listeners. 516. By the way, Ron, you have any questions? No, well, never mind. You're wrapping your head in duct tape.
Hey, yeah.
516, traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the sixes. Here's your KBOI in the sky, Ron O'Brien.
That's a couple spots. Latest is a car bicycle accident on Chinden westbound. Right lane blocked at Kent Lane. You should get out in that stretch near the fairgrounds. Just starting to back things up on Chinden westbound there. A little more than what you normally get at that light. Have a wreck over on Meridian Road. It's Meridian Road northbound. Left lane block, just have to pass through the intersection with Overland, backing it up just locally a little bit there. Looks like police are going to try and move it to the shoulder, but have yet to do that. The freeway drive, slow to stop and go right before Lucas Grove through Meridian now, and then improves after that. Earlier wreck on Garrity, south of the freeway in Napa is clear. ID4 Construction got you down? With the carpool incentive program, you can earn a $25 gift card each month just by carpooling. They'll pay you to save money. Call 345-POOL or go to commuterride.com for more. With your dependable First Traffic, Ronald Bryan, KBOI in the sky.
What a gorgeous afternoon. Hopefully you can spend a little time outdoors tonight before the cold front arrives. We'll see temperatures drop into the 70s tomorrow, along with cool winds coming our way. Here in the City of Trees, below normal temperatures with a high of 77 degrees. The rest of the work week, looking pretty good with a gradual warm-up back into the 80s by the weekend. From CBS 2 TV, I'm meteorologist Jen Robbins for 670 KBOI.
Thanks, Jen. 81 in downtown Boise. KBOI First Traffic and Weather Together brought to you by Bath Crest. If your bath is not becoming, you should be coming to us. Bathcrest, Nate.
All right, Lee Cooper, ACLU staff attorney, willing to take calls. And you know what? There is one line open, 336-3711. Just one more line for Lee Cooper to take calls from you next, 670 KBOI.
Local Afternoon Drive.
Nate Shellman.
670 KBOI.
This is Fred Ball, Zions Bank, speaking on business. In the spring of 1997, Scott Fulcher was searching for a job for his son. He was farming at the time, and he had some friends who purchased trucks to transport dairy feed. Well, he decided to purchase a truck and trailer of his own, and then he hired his son to drive it. Scott managed the equipment carefully over the summer. One day after his son took a load of dairy products from Gooding to Caldwell, Scott realized a lot of dairies were moving into the area and would need transport services. Without much experience in the industry, he purchased more trucks, and he launched Scott Fulcher Trucking. The trucking company is mainly a flatbed trucking company that hauls dairy commodities and heavy haul loads. General Manager Debbie Johnson told me that Boise-based business serves 29 states. With fuel reaching all-time highs in the last few months, the company's major hurdle has been putting loads together for delivery in the most fuel-efficient way possible. Many trucking companies have gone under. But Debbie says Scott Fulcher Trucking is as strong as ever. The business was founded to haul dairy commodities with traditional trucks. But in 2003, Scott purchased a flatbed fleet, and he started the flatbed division, which now accounts for the majority of the company's business. Flatbed trucks are more versatile, and thus they can take large, odd-sized loads, such as lumber products or steel. And they can be loaded and unloaded more easily with the addition of a forklift. Debbie says the pristine condition of the equipment and the high level of customer service set Scott Fulcher Trucking apart from its competitors. It also adapts well to run as efficiently as possible, especially in the event of a major change. The company's grown steadily in the 11 years since its creation. While Debbie tells me more growth will always be appreciated, she also feels that Scott Fulcher Trucking is the perfect size for the market it currently serves. For Zions Bank, I'm Fred Ball. I'm speaking on business.
So, I was just thinking about the new windows for remodeling the great room.
Remember the villa in Italy, our honeymoon?
I'll never forget that view.
You better not forget.
Whatever inspires you, Marvin Windows and Doors can help create your vision.
I want those windows.
I've never seen anything like them since. With Marvin, you can build to any inspiration, any mood, any style.
How about that cabin in the mountains?
It had that wall of windows.
All that light.
Imagine our morning coffee with that. We'll build your energy-efficient windows or doors with a virtually no-maintenance exterior, with custom shapes or colors and your choice of dozens of options. We could add doors. Remember that terrace from our anniversary vacation? So your imagination can run wild and your inspirations come to life. Feeling inspired? Call Johnson Brothers, located at 2240 South Cole Road in Boise, at 208-658-2375. Marvin Windows and Doors, built around you.
I'm a mother of two, and I just got out of a long-term relationship. Sometimes you feel like you're being taken for granted. You ask yourself, like, are they lazy? Are they after my money? Oh, it doesn't matter now because I've met someone new. We've been out a couple of times. We've even been talking about the future.
Premier Insurance wants to change the way you think. It sounds crazy, but we actually love insurance. Every relationship is special, and ensuring your happiness and success is everything to us. We call our individual and family plans Premier Personal because we take a relationship approach towards insuring your home, health, auto, and possessions. Combine our passion for solving day-to-day problems with a creative long-term focus, and it's no surprise that Premier Insurance is the largest independent insurance agency in Idaho.
It feels good to trust again. Maybe commitment isn't such a bad word after all. I think I'm going to be with Premier Insurance for a long time.
Premier Insurance. We love insurance, so you don't have to.
First thing in the morning, get the latest news, traffic, weather, and sports with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton. Now more with Nate Shellman on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Lee Cooper's staff attorney at the ACLU joining me talking about the new Joy of Sex and the Joy of Gay Sex being returned to the shelves at the Nampa Public Library. Hey, just a question from me. And you said you hadn't seen either of the books,
no.
Correct? There are chapters in the Joy of Gay Sex that I can't say on the air. Okay, there are laws that prohibit me from saying the verbiage they use in this book, but yet it's okay for someone to go into a library, no matter what age, and view this book.
Have you ever read Henry Miller?
I might have.
Would you take him off the shelf? It's full of four-letter words.
I'm just saying, I can't say this on the air. And remember, the airways belong to the public, correct?
Yeah.
So how is it okay to see one and to read one in one setting and not say it in another?
Well, there are some radio stations where you can say whatever words you like.
Those are satellite radio stations.
Okay. So I guess I don't know what your question is. The library is full of books that have words that you couldn't say on the public airwaves.
Sometimes I like to debate just for debate's sake. Lee, hold on. Lee, you know what? We got plenty of people who want to ask you questions.
Great.
336-3700. Let's go to Jim, who's headed to Nampa. Jim?
Yes.
You're on the air with Lee Cooper, staff attorney at the ACLU.
Okay, well, you answered one of my questions, that she hasn't viewed the book, which is one of them. The other one is there any age limit that these books can be checked out with?
Lee, do you know of a law saying that there's an age limit for these books to be checked out?
No, I don't.
Okay, so what happens if a fifth grader, sixth grader, ninth grader checks one of these books out, takes it to school, then it's getting taken away, they get in trouble for having pornographic material at school, what's going to happen?
I don't know. That's such a hypothetical. You know, first of all...
It's not hypothetical. I mean, that could happen.
That's the definition of hypothetical. But the ACLU...
That's going to happen because you know how boys are, something when they get a book, you know, they're going to take it and show it to their buddies at school. Hey, look what I got.
Who are these children's parents, and where are they? It's not the government's role.
I know, but Lee, you know that the kid could go in there and check that out without the parents even knowing it.
Well, there's some pretty racy stuff in Shakespeare. I'm thinking
I'm not talking about Shakespeare. I'm talking about going to school, a public school, with a book like this. Are they going to get in trouble for it?
I guess that depends on the school's policies. We're talking about a public library here.
Mm-hmm. Just so you know, and Jim, I appreciate the call. Lee, I did study a little Shakespeare in college as a theater minor. Never once did I see a picture of five guys enjoying each other. And anywhere in Shakespeare, I might have missed a couple of the acts in Shakespeare. It's graphic.
Mm.
But I will stipulate this to you. I will say this. There are things in both books that are educational. There is that area of both books, but it's still adult in my mind. Ready for more? Ready for another call?
You bet.
336-3700. Let's go to Justin in Mountain Home. Justin, you're on 670 KBOI.
Thanks for taking my call, Nate. Lee, you're messed up in the head.
Well,
thank you.
Bottom line, you're nuts.
Thanks.
And the reason why, you're welcome. And the reason, and this is what our universities are producing. This is where the ACLU will take cultures. It will compare. Pornographic images of men having sex with our great works of literature. And so obviously you demonstrate that you don't care about children. You care about clients of this counselor that you talked about being embarrassed, and you want to spare them embarrassment, but you don't want to spare parents embarrassment. You don't care about the embarrassment of people whose children will find that and be harmed. You don't care about protecting children, do you, Lee?
Well, I really don't think the point is to argue whether I care about children. I care about the First Amendment, and the United States Supreme Court has held that any burden imposed on ideas is illegal. That's you know, we're really conservative. That's the United States Constitution.
Well, I mean, gosh, I could look at it as a burden for me having to drive all the way to the library to get this book.
But it's not a government-imposed burden. That's the difference.
Well, sure, the books are kept inside the library. Maybe I'm afraid of inside. You know, you talked about somebody who was embarrassed for having to ask somebody for a title.
That's a burden imposed by government upon the individual.
Sounds like a burden imposed by themselves. Can the government keep somebody from being embarrassed or not?
No, the government has made the decision, in the public library board has made the decision that these ideas are not okay, but other ideas are okay. And that's what's illegal in this country.
Lee, hold on a second. We're going to take another break for traffic and weather. We do it every 10 minutes on the sixes. 526, it's a KBOI in the sky, Ron O'Brien.
Traffic held up on Chinden because of car and bicycle accident. Right lane blocked on Chinden just before you get to Kent. Backs it up to almost 48 for Chinden westbound. Loaded up downtown on front. Pretty solid from Avenue A all the way down to light at 13th. The connector, once you hit it, looks good. Freeway up around the airport's backed off. Moving fine. Broadway pretty much up through Vista. Then the slowdown Locust Grove through Meridian. And last check, wreck on Meridian Road, northbound, left lane blocked after Overland. Holds things up just a little bit there, northbound on Meridian. Idaho Transportation Department and your local law enforcement want to remind you, each time you get in the car, remember to buckle up. It's the law in Idaho. Smart choices save lives. With your dependable First Traffic, Ron O'Brien, your KBOI in the sky.
Thanks, Ron. KBOI First Weather for the Treasure Valley tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 70s. 80 now in downtown Boise. KBOI First Traffic and Weather Together brought to you by Western Heating and Cooling. The Bryant Man drives a Western van, Nate.
All right, I got time for another call here with Lee Cooper. Let's go to Stan in Meridian. Stan, you're on with Lee Cooper, staff attorney from the ACLU.
Yeah, I've got a question. Well, actually two of them. The first one is, she keeps saying that the books are in the adult section of the library. Would the ACLU have a problem if the library didn't allow those under 18 to go in the adult section?
I don't really have a comment on that. That would be library policy, and I'm not sure that would fall under the protections of the First Amendment.
Okay, my second question is the library free to choose what books they have in their library?
Well, the library has a very extensive policy. And, for example, I'm quoting from the general principles right now. The library provides a collection that balances viewpoints across a broad spectrum of opinion and subject matter. If you want to take up your question with the policy of the NAMPA Library, maybe that would, they have a, quote, strong commitment to intellectual freedom and diversity of opinion.
So you wouldn't be so much against somebody being carted to go into the adult section of the library?
Again,
because that would be library policy. That those are your words just now.
Well, I'm reading to you from the library policy.
No.
They don't say anything about carding kids.
But if they decided to card people going into the adult section of the library, would you or would you not be, as the ACLU, be okay with that?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it. That's kind of a hypothetical.
That would be a burden, wouldn't it?
Maybe so.
Lee, we've run out of time. I could take you for the next week. I do appreciate your call. I really appreciate you participating in the discussion. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
All right. Taking more calls when we come back. We're running late. Sorry, everybody. News coming up next. 670 KBOI.
Live, local, Nate Shellman. News Talk 670 KBOI. 670 KBOI First News.
First News.
Starts now. Don't miss a thing.
KBOI News Time is 5:30. I'm Melissa Don, live in the 670 KBOI 24-hour news center. Lawyers for Senator Larry Craig are going to be in court tomorrow. Brandon Rathod reports in the 670 KBOI newsroom.
His attorneys will try to persuade the Minnesota Court of Appeals to let him withdraw his guilty plea for soliciting sex in the airport. Will Hart, state director for the senator, says the court's decision won't affect Craig's future plans.
No matter what the court decides, he'll be serving his term out until its end, and then we'll be retiring from the United States Senate.
A decision is expected in November. In the newsroom, Brandon Rathod, 670 KBOI News.
A Gooding County Sheriff's deputy is hospitalized after being hit by a truck. The officer was on duty this morning when the truck smashed into his car, pinning him in. The man in the truck took off but was caught and arrested a short time later. He was charged with a felony. Books dealing with sex back on the shelves in the Nampa Public Library. The two books had been removed to an area where you have to be specifically asking for them. The Idaho ACLU threatened to sue, arguing First Amendment rights, so the books are now back out in the open. Spokesman Dan Black says the board did not necessarily agree with the ACLU's reasoning.
Making a court battle with the ACLU was going to be very expensive and really jeopardize other library operations.
The trial of an Alabama man accused of having sex with a 14-year-old Boise girl has been postponed until December. Morgan Jones pleaded not guilty to a charge of transportation with the intent to engage in criminal activity. Prosecutors say Jones met the girl over the internet and is accused of picking her up in Boise and driving her to Washington. Ada County election officials expect a record number of voters to hit the polls this November, which could translate into long waits and long lines. Greg Williamson reports from the newsroom.
County Chief Deputy Clerk Chris Long tells 670 KBOI News his office is persuading voters to use absentee ballots. He assures us the process is safe.
We have scanned in everybody's signature from their registration card. When that matches, we'll send them a ballot. And then when the ballot comes back, we're going to go through the process again.
To receive an absentee ballot, look for the red, white, and blue postcards in your mailboxes after September 19th. Greg Williamson, 670 KBOI News.
KBOI First Market Watch at the close today. The Dow is down 279 points. More live news at 6. Breaking news first. Don't miss a thing.
News Talk 670 KBOI.
Your official Vote 2008 station. The Broncos face Bowling Green in non-conference action at Bronco Stadium, Saturday, September 13th. Our coverage starts at 3 with Bronco Game Day, live from Baja Fresh on Broadway and University.
We are indeed ready for some football.
Then immediately following the game, tune into KBOI for Bronco Game Night with Jeff Caves and Bart Hendricks. They'll take your phone calls and break down the game. It's Bronco Game Day and Game Night, Saturday, September 13th. Exclusively on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi there, I'm Tom, and I like things big. Half-pound hamburgers, big trucks, even a 38-ounce softball bat. Yeah, I like everything big, except my bank. That's why I choose Intermountain Community Bank, because they're unbig. on purpose. They offer everything a big bank does in an unbig way. You see, because they're unbig, they can give you peace of mind. You know someone cares. Someone's paying attention to you and your family's needs. They're bankers that ask if you need a hand, a loan, or a better way to manage your money. And banking isn't just about money. It's about trust. The trust that comes from banking with people you know and people who know you. If you want a bank you can trust, a bank staffed with local people, our neighbors who know you and who will make decisions that will strengthen our communities and your business, look no further. They're unbig on purpose, and they're located in the communities we all live in. Caldwell, Nampa, Fruitland, Payette, Weezer, and Ontario. I'm enjoying the benefits a right-sized bank can offer, and you can too. I'm Tom, and I bank at Intermountain Community Bank because they're unbig on purpose. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you worried about making money in this economy? Well, I'm not, and you shouldn't be either. Hi, I'm Laurel Langmeyer. The strategies I'm teaching right now can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Best-selling author and millionaire maker, Laurel Langmeyer, has personally coached hundreds of people into financial freedom. Laurel can teach you how to grow your bank account fast, even in this economy.
My experience within the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Did you know that fortunes are made in recessions? I can show you how to make more money this year than ever before.
Get started with Laurel's book, Millionaire Maker, and her powerful CD, Creating Massive Wealth in Today's Economy, a $75 value.
You can do this. And to get started, I'm going to give you a copy of my best-selling book and a bonus CD for free.
Just pay a small shipping fee and you can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Call 1-800-898-3397 for your free book and CD. That's 800-898-3397. 800-898-3397.
Fall Golf in Sun Valley. Beautiful days, incredible views, and now the perfect price. Until October 14th, stay and golf at Sun Valley Resort for $137 a person each night, double occupancy, or $196 each night, single occupancy. Play the new White Clouds course, the Trail Creek course, and enjoy our new clubhouse, the Sun Valley Club. Call 1-800-786-8259 or visit sunvalley.com. At this rate, you'll want to stay and play as many days as you can.
You're ready to change out your flooring, and real hardwood floors make your eyes light up. But you are on a budget. Well, relax. Introducing real hardwood flooring starting at 99 cents per square foot. That's almost unheard of, yet the Wood Floor Warehouse makes it happen every single day. Call the Wood Floor Warehouse at 331-9663. That's 331-WOOD, or stop by the Wood Floor Warehouse at 2728 South Cole Road, two blocks south of Costco. The Wood Floor Warehouse.
Listen each weekday at 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. for your KBOI rewards code.
The code is...
Got it. Then enter it at 670KBOI.com.
Special Nampa hotline. If you live in Nampa and you want to comment on this story, 336-3711. 336-3711. Right now, 536. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the sixes. Here's KBOI in the sky, Ron O'Brien.
I've got freeway slow to stop and go now from the Eagle on ramp through Meridian. Speaking of Meridian, a couple of crashes. One on Meridian Road, northbound, left lane blocked right after the intersection with Overland. Tow truck backing up the vehicle now. Just backs it up locally there. Watch out for one in the right lane on Overland, westbound, prior to Meridian Road. And just local flowing on that. That is right in front of Meridian Ford. Car pedestrian action reported 26th and Sunset in Boise. Check on that. It's pretty much residential. And Chinden getting back to normal after earlier trouble out here. Can't all lanes open after earlier problem. If you're 100 pounds or more overweight, thinking about bariatric weight loss surgery, visit stlukesonline.org. Sign up for a free seminar or find out more about the nationally recognized bariatric surgery program. With your dependable First Traffic, Ron O'Brien, KBY in the sky.
We'll see changes come our way tonight and tomorrow as a cold front sweeps through. Temperatures will dive into the 70s tomorrow. You'll likely notice windy conditions across the Treasure Valley, with gusts reaching up to about 25 miles per hour. But the cool down is short because we'll be back in the 80s by Friday into the weekend. From CBS 2 TV, I'm meteorologist Jen Robbins for 670 KBOI.
Now 79 in downtown Boise. 670 KBOI, First Traffic and Weather Together, brought to you by Les Schwab Tire Centers. Talk about choice. When it comes to tires, nobody offers the selection Les Schwab does.
Local afternoon drive.
Weekday afternoons.
Nate Shellman on News Talk 670 KBOI.
You know, some days you just longer to talk about kitchen cabinets. 336-3700, 336-3700. But instead we're talking about books. Yet again, third time I've talked about these two books. It just won't go away. It started out, the books are removed. The library board voted to remove the books from the main area of the library. Not get rid of them. Not get rid of them. All you have to do is check them with the library and, hey, I'd like to check out these two books. Not check them out, but I'd like to look at them. That's all you had to do. Some people found that an infringement of their First Amendment rights. And now the ACLU's involved. The ACLU threatened a lawsuit against the Nampa Library. Nampa Library has not said they agree with the ACLU. They're not saying they're doing this to appease the ACLU. The only reason the books are back out in plain view for everybody is because they can't afford a legal war with them. They can't afford the battle. It'll cost the library hundreds of thousands of dollars to fight a First Amendment lawsuit, according to Nampa City Attorney Terry White. So rather than get sued, they put the books back. 336-3700, 336-3700. Let's go to David in Star. David, you're on 670 KBOI.
Hey, Stan, how you doing?
What's happening?
Good. I wish I could fund the money myself to fight the ACLU, because I really disagree. She kept mentioning that the books aren't in the children's section, but I'm not worried about, you know, small children. I have small children, and if my daughter found that book, she'd probably throw it down and go find Dr. Seuss. But, you know, I teach...
this is not Green Eggs and Ham!
Yeah, she's, you know, she'd be bored, but I teach high school, and, you know, I work with teenagers, and it's that age group that I'm worried about. As Randy pointed out, you know, they really are affected by this stuff. They don't quite possess the judgment to know that they're affected by it, and that's why they need to rely on parents and other adults to, you know, keep it out of their hands. You know, and you kind of think that the library is one place where you can go and take your kids and not worry about what they're going to see and experience. So I wish I could have asked her about that, but
I think the thing that bothered me most about the conversation with the ACLU is that she hadn't seen the books. She hadn't seen either one of the books. How do you defend the rights to have a book out there and fight for the rights to have a book out there if you haven't taken a look at the book? I think, you know, there you can make the argument you're doing on a principle level. You don't have to look at the book. It's a book. Shakespeare was a book. This is a book. Well, Playboy's a book too. So's Hustler. You know what? I am going to start today. I want Hustler in the libraries.
Exactly.
I wonder if the ACLU would take that up for me.
Well, they might, just on principle. And I'm against censorship. You know, I think it's the parents' job to censor the content and media that their children participate in, but it's also, you know, the duty of, you know, adults in general to make sure that this kind of stuff isn't available to children.
Nobody got censored here. Remember this first and foremost, David. Nobody got censored. The mere fact that somebody had to ask somebody else from a book and get embarrassed by that question is the reason is one of the reasons the ACLU is involved. Now, I got to ask the question, is that the library's fault a person gets embarrassed, or is that the person's fault that they get embarrassed? I mean, you say certain words around people. Is it your fault they got embarrassed at what you said, or is it their fault? I could say the word poopy, and some people would giggle. Some people would turn red. Is that my fault? I think it's a funny word. 336-3700, 336-3700. Let's try to fit real quick Ed in Boise. Ed, real quick, sir.
Yeah, this is Ed.
Ed, hold on a second. We were looking for somebody a little faster. We're going to take a break. I'm going to get you on the other side of this break. 336-3700, #670 on your Verizon wireless phone or 1-800-529-KBOI. More of your thoughts when we come back. 670 KBOI.
Nate Shellman.
Entertaining, informative, local.
News Talk 670 KBOI.
Welcome to Bob's Burger Barn. May I take your order, please?
Yeah, I'll have a number two with the large apple beer.
We don't have apple beer, sir.
Okay, how about a chocolate milk?
We don't have that either.
Well, I'll have an orange then.
Don't have it.
Orange mango?
Uh-uh.
Orange passion peach?
No.
Fruit punch?
Nope.
Frozen slush?
No.
Raspberry iced tea?
No.
Dr. Pepper?
Yes, we do have that.
Thank you. I'll have a diet.
No.
Why settle for the lackluster options at ordinary restaurants when you can get 44 different beverages at your local Chuck-O-Rama for free? Choose from all your favorite soft drinks, plus a wide assortment of juices, frozen slushes, and hot drinks, all included with your low-price meal. With 10 locations and the best home-style cooking this side of the wagon train, the choice is yours at Chuck-O-Rama.
Life is full of ups and downs. It's when you need us, we're around.
You want your family to be healthy, and that's why Quality Health Service is vital. It's time to turn to the friendly staff at Idaho Minor Emergency. They handle all sorts of problems, such as fractures, lacerations, illnesses, ailments, school and sports physicals, and more. Dr. Raymond Hook and physician assistant Katie Nielsen will make sure your family is taken care of every time. So why not turn to the professionals at Idaho Minor Emergency? Reach them at 514-4400. That's 514-4400, or log on to idahominoremergency.com.
Have you spent hours each night trying to help your child do better in school? Are you worried that your child won't succeed, even if he or she is a good student? Now your child can improve their grades and receive higher test scores.
Call now to get a free customized WordSmart toolkit.
Hello, I'm David Kay, creator of WordSmart, a breakthrough learning system that dramatically boosts grades and test scores. When children fall behind, they lose their self-esteem and eventually give up. That's why I invented the WordSmart system that helps students of all ages read faster, write better, and test higher in just 30 days, guaranteed.
Don't let the window of opportunity close on your child's potential. Call now and get the WordSmart toolkit absolutely free. Inside this toolkit is everything you need to improve grades and test scores. Call 800-470-9106. That's 800-470-9106 for your free WordSmart toolkit. That's 800-470-9106.
So that's how you get the dog out of the room. Interesting. 546, traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the sixes. Here's your KBOI in the sky, Ron O'Brien.
Freeway drive, slow stop and go, pulling away from Eagle pretty much through Meridian. Got that slow stop to deal with. Does look good up around the airport. Traffic on Overland, westbound, new crash at Millennium, left lane blocked, local slowdown coming up on that, and then a little bit up near the one just before Meridian Road, the right lane, two crashes in that stretch, not any big delays on that, and earlier wreck getting moved out of the way, last check on Meridian Road, northbound, left lane blocked after Overland, that should be clear now. Pond 1 now up in the Garden City, stop by the newest and surprisingly different Pond 1 at Chinden and Orchard. They feature new and refurbished jewelry, DVDs, video cards, musical instruments. All at Pond 1, Garden City. With your dependable first traffic, Ron O'Brien, your KBOI in the sky.
What a gorgeous afternoon. Hopefully you can spend a little time outdoors tonight before the cold front arrives. We'll see temperatures drop into the 70s tomorrow, along with cool winds coming our way. Here in the City of Trees, below normal temperatures with a high of 77 degrees. The rest of the work week, looking pretty good with a gradual warm-up back into the 80s by the weekend. From CBS 2 TV, I'm meteorologist Jen Robbins for 670 KBOI.
It's 78 in downtown Boise. KBOI first traffic and weather together brought to you by the Boise Philharmonic. Boise Philharmonic Classic Concert. This weekend, go to BoiseFilharmonic.org for tickets and schedule.
Entertaining. Informative. Local. Back to Nate Shellman on News Talk 670 KBOI.
By the way, I had a chance to sit down with Robert Franz, Maestro Franz from the Boise Philharmonic. We're going to put that up on our website with the quickness. If it's not up there already, 670KBOI.com. We have plenty of tickets for KBOI Rewards members, if you're looking into that. We're talking about books being, well, put back on the shelves, The Joy of Sex and The Joy of Gay Sex. We were going to Lightning Ed before the break. Let's go back to Ed. Ed, you're on 670 KBOI.
Yeah, back on, and I just want to say that bookstores, video stores, even some of the music stores all control access to certain materials based on age. And the library should be able to do the same.
Not publicly funded.
I don't care.
Okay.
They should still be able to control access based on age. The ACLU is a total organization that disrupts America, and probably 70 to 80% of them ought to be prosecuted. And that's about all I have to say.
All right, Ed, appreciate your time. 336-3700. Let's go to the Nampa hotline. Russell's in Nampa. Russell, you're on 670 KBOI.
Hi, Nate. How's it going?
What's up, Russell?
Not much. I was hoping to get in so that I could talk to that female from the ACLU, man.
Yeah, she was only on for... That's all they could give us was half an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, that's probably good for her, though. She was so full of holes. I listened to her. It was like listening to a bedtime story that you were making up as you go. It was ridiculous.
Which holes? Tell me about the holes.
Well, there was the one where she says that it's the government's job to make sure that anybody can see that they can't hinder you from thinking free ideas. That's a big lie. I mean, if that's what the government's job is to make sure that the government, which is the people, as a whole, are taken care of. Like, that their views and opinions are upheld and that we are free from foreign invasion. That's pretty much all the government's for.
Yeah.
If that wasn't what they were for, then technically, based on her view, I think amendments would be illegal because those were just voted on. So that's
the library board voted, and it wasn't their first vote. They voted many times on this. It was, you know, the first time they voted on this, and first two times they voted on this, they voted to keep, they voted to keep the books out in the library. They just put them in different places, put them up wherever. Third vote, they pulled the books off the shelves and put them in the librarian's office.
Well, that's the thing. The idea that the government is there they're supposed to be looking out for America as a whole, not a select group of people that decide that we should be able to view, you know, homosexual pornographic material. You know, not just that, and I was curious.
All that being said, no one's forcing anybody to look at these books.
Well, no, they aren't forcing them unless the book's open and they see it.
Right.
Then that's forcing. Because if I recall correctly, the ACLU has been trying to get prayer or even the idea of Bible reading out of school because they say that violates somebody's rights. So I just really, it's interesting to hear their double standard. Basically, everything to base is what they defend from what I've seen. I've never, ever viewed a case that the ACLU has been involved in that I actually agree with the ACLU ever. Ever. Well, that's exactly why I'm trying to go to law school, because I want to fight them for free.
Russell, when you pass the bar, maybe you can take up this case.
Absolutely.
Appreciate the call, Russell. Once again, the Nampa hotline, 336-3711, for those of you in Nampa to call in on the show, because we are talking about the Nampa Public Library. Let's go to Sheila in Sunny Slope. Sheila, you're on 670 KBOI.
Hello.
Hello, Sheila.
Hi. Let me just read to you how this woman is wrong. She said that she is concerned about violating the First Amendment. So let me tell you about this.
Okay.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof,
right,
or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Do you hear anything in there that says that a county or a city government has to protect the people's right to have access to every kind of material they want to at the public expense?
Well, and you know what? Almost not to disagree with you, Sheila, but that's not even the point. The point is the book was still in the library. Remember this. Remember this at the center of the discussion. The book was never removed. The books were never removed from the library. They were still in there. Where they see the abridging of freedom of speech coming in is the fact that somebody got embarrassed for asking the librarian for that book. And because somebody got embarrassed, the ACLU is now involved.
Live and local, Nate Shellman. Weekday afternoons on 670 KBOI.
Mom, there's no hot water. I guess I can't wash the dishes tonight.
Don't go anywhere. I'll call Drake Mechanical right now.
You're going to make me stand here until tomorrow?
Of course not. Drake Mechanical has 24-hour emergency service.
Of course they do. I was afraid you're going to say that.
Well, how did you expect to wash the dishes without hot water, silly?
Call the Green Plumbers, Drake Mechanical.
Mechanical, 362-6200, your authorized dealer for Rheem Professional Line water heaters. 362-6200. That's the number for the professional plumbing, heating, and air conditioning experts throughout the Treasure Valley. They can service your current water heater or replace it with a high-efficiency Rheem Professional Line water heater for less than you think. It's also the number one green water heater on the market. Be an expert. Dial 362-6200. Start saving money and enjoy your new Rheem water heater. Schedule your water heater, plumbing, and air conditioner services with Drake Mechanical today.
Just look for the guys in the big yellow trucks.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-748-4985. That's 1-800-748-4985. 1-800-748-4985.
Hey, want to know the naked truth? New Pepperidge Farm Baked Naturals Toasted Wheat Crisps are made with the bare essentials, like select whole grains and ground blue corn, and there are no preservatives, so they're natural. You might even say they're undressed. So the taste is uncluttered, unsurpassed, and undeniably Pepperidge Farm. New Baked Naturals Toasted Wheat Crisps. It's the naked truth about snacking.
You are LaDainian Tomlinson, star running back for the San Diego Chargers. Work was tough today. A lot of meetings. Tired and hungry, you grab a can of Campbell's Chunky Fully Loaded Soup. Beef stew, loaded with lean meat protein. Yeah, protein's good. Like the work you did today. The people at the top have noticed. You are LaDainian Tomlinson, in more ways than you know. Campbell's Chunky. Fill up on the good stuff.
The Broncos face Bowling Green in non-conference action.
It's Bronco game day at game night.
This Saturday, exclusively on News Talk 670 KBOI.
An Idaho State employee goes missing. We'll have details coming up after ABC News at 6. 670 KBOI, don't miss a thing.
5:56, traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 6s. Here's your KBOI in the sky, Ron O'Brien.
The majority of slowing, which doesn't amount to much, is just right before the Meridian exit now. Meridian exit through the Meridian interchange is going to be about it, so not bad on the freeway trip. Still two accidents, one really backing traffic up. That is Overland. Overland westbound at Millennium with the left lane block. Things backing up a good stretch there. And then just local slowing. Just coming past the second wreck and blocking the right lane in front of Meridian Ford prior to Meridian Road. By three, get one free on two of Commercial Tire's best passenger and light truck radio. Cooper CS4 at Yokohama Geolander ATS. See store for details or visit commercialtire.com. With your dependable first traffic, Ron O'Brien, KBOI in the sky.
Your KBOI first weather for the Treasure Valley tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, breezy with northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, high near 77. It's now 78 in downtown Boise. KBOI first traffic and weather together, brought to you by Disaster Cleanup. Disasters happen, so when they do, call 887-0004, Nate.
All right, people listening on 670KBOI.com worldwide. Dan is in New Jersey. Dan, you got a minute.
Yes, I'm right here.
Good.
I just wanted to tell you that the ACLU attorney was misleading you. When she talked about embarrassment, the Supreme Court has already ruled that embarrassment is not a reason for doing what she's suggesting. The worst thing about this is that the ACLU was one of the parties in that case of U.S. versus ALA in 2003. She should know better. She's misleading your community. Furthermore,
right?
The ALA, the American Library Association, says that moving books from one section to another in a library is not censorship at all. So their claims are frivolous, and the fact that they know they're frivolous and they're saying them anyway because they were involved in Supreme Court cases, but they're on your radio saying exactly the opposite, I find that to be totally reprehensible.
Dan, something tells me this story is nowhere near done. And that's what the, remember, that's what this show is all about, discussion. How people feel about this. Haven't heard anybody call up and say they're in favor of the books being put back amongst the others. 336-3700, 336-3700. News next. Your phone calls, we come back. 670 KBOI.
Local Afternoon Drive.
Nate Shellman.
Afternoons on 670 KBOI.
When it comes to diamonds, if you can dream it, it's probably here at Hal Davis Jewelers.
I'm Brian Davis. If you're in the market for a diamond, you owe it to yourself to come sit down with us at Hal Davis Jewelers. In just 5 minutes, we'll show you how to spot a quality diamond and how to avoid a very costly mistake.
Hal Davis is Idaho's diamond authority.
Our passion is diamonds, with a fire and brilliance you simply won't find on the web or in other stores. Like our legendary Heartstar diamonds. These are the finest round-cut brilliant diamonds your money can buy.
And when it comes to jaw-dropping larger diamonds,
you have to experience our Hal Davis Couture collection of large diamonds. We are Idaho's premier source of large diamonds from 2 to 10 carats.
If you're even thinking about buying a diamond, shop around and then come to Hal Davis Jewelers. If you can dream it, it's probably here. Hal Davis Jewelers on 8th Street in beautiful downtown Boise and on the web at haldavis.com.
670 KBOI, Boise.
Idaho's news talk authority is 670 KBOI.
News Talk 670 KBOI.
I'm ABC News. I'm Brad Wheatless. President Bush visiting with wounded troops at Walter Reed Army Medical Center.
I can truthfully say that the health care our troops receive here is first class.
And the president announced today he would reduce the number of U.S. troops in Iraq by 8,000 in the next 5 months. The decision is based on the top commander's recommendation. John McCain says it's a clear sign of success in Iraq. He also blasted his political opponents.
Senator Obama was wrong about Iran. He was wrong about Iraq. He was wrong about Russia. He's wrong about America's national security challenges in the future.
And the McCain-Palin campaign is now using the Obama moniker, promoting change. But Obama says McCain supports President Bush's policies.
That's not change. That's just calling some the same thing something different. But, you know, you can't... You know, you can put lipstick on a pig. It's still a pig.
The latest polls show the two candidates in a dead heat. North Korean leader Kim Jong-il didn't show up for a big ceremony marking the country's 60th anniversary. There are reports he's gravely ill. Korean Society President Evans Revere.
The fact that he did not show up for this particular one, while it may look like there might be a problem or this might suggest something, there's plenty of precedent for him not showing up.
If Kim is in bad health, it could further hamper efforts to get the North Koreans to abandon their nuclear program. 1,000 buses lined up and ready to take evacuees out of the Rio Grande Valley in Texas. 1 million people could flee the area before Hurricane Ike makes landfall. Ike is a Category 1 and is now in the Gulf of Mexico, where the warm waters could re-energize the storm. Wall Street today, it was a bad one. The Dow fell 280 points, NASDAQ was down 60, and oil fell by more than $3 a barrel. You're listening to ABC News.
And now for the bonus round. Three guys walk into a restaurant. Who brought the monkey?
Guy number two.
Correct. When it's not daylight savings, what is being spent?
Yen.
Correct. How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
Over 1 billion.
Correct. Netflix. Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and have DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial and get unlimited movie rentals. Netflix. See terms of use.
Right now, when you switch to Rite Aid, you won't just get your prescription filled. You'll also get a gift card filled with $30. And you could even get your gas tank filled for free. For every prescription you transfer to Rite Aid with a coupon, you'll get an entry into our weekly drawing for a year's worth of free gas, a $2,600 value. Keep your prescription with us, and you'll be re-entered into the drawing each week. Switch to Rite Aid and fill up on all the rewards we have to offer. See circular for coupon and pharmacist for details. Not valid in New York or New Jersey.
670 KBOI First News.
First News
starts now. Don't miss a thing.
KBOI News Time is 6:03. I'm Melissa Don, live in a 670 KBOI 24-hour news center. State police are looking for a missing ITD employee. 60-year-old Eric L. of Pocatello has been missing since yesterday. L. is a motor vehicle inspector investigator in eastern Idaho. He was last used his cell phone in the Burley area. He was probably driving a green late model Ford Taurus. Attorneys for Senator Larry Craig are in court tomorrow. Brandon Rathert reports from the 670 KBOI newsroom.
His attorneys will try to persuade the Minnesota Court of Appeals to let him withdraw his guilty plea for soliciting sex in the airport. Will Hart, state director for the senator, says the court's decision won't affect Craig's future plans.
No matter what the court decides, he'll be serving his term out until its end, and then we'll be retiring from the United States Senate.
A decision is expected in November. In the newsroom, Brandon Rathert, 670 KBOI News.
For now, a $3 million model of Idaho's would-be governor's mansion atop a giant Boise lawn is called off. Instead, the state will spend $250,000 from a roughly $475,000 in private donations to paint, remodel, and buy furniture so the place can be used for receptions and other events. Billionaire J.R. Simplot, who donated the 7,400-square-foot house in 2004, died in May. The state and the J.R. Simplot Company are also exploring a plan to use native plants to reduce escalating costs and water use. Well, the U.S. is losing 18 soldiers every day on a different kind of battleground. It's a mental war. This happens to be National Suicide Prevention Week. Chad Lego is an Iraqi war vet with the Circle of Friends for American Veterans. His group is proposing a bill for rights for veterans to help address mental health issues.
Making sure that there's available resources for soldiers coming back, sailors, airmen, Marines, to have the available resources and professionals to help them.
That means making mental health counseling available at every vet center. A Jerome pastor was sentenced to 2 years probation after pleading guilty in May to misdemeanor battery stemming from a violent incident with his wife. Reverend Ron Matheny of First Presbyterian Church was originally charged with 4 felonies, including domestic battery, attempted strangulation, rape, even sexual penetration with a foreign object. Prosecutors say Matheny woke his wife up, Darlene, in August of last year, forced her to have sex, beat her up, then prevented her from making any calls. Darlene Matheny says she still suffers from psychological trauma. At the close today, the Dow was down 279 points. More live news coming up at 6:30. Breaking news first. Don't miss a thing.
News Talk 670 KBOI.
The number one news station on your radio.
Oh, I have brought... You know what? We have to issue a retraction. We have to issue a retraction.
Just like the newspaper, huh?
Well, I mean, we didn't... Well, we got our facts wrong. The official KBOI code for 505 was not tackle. That's tomorrow's. It's blitz. B-L-I-T-Z. Blitz.
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 Just enter blitz, B-L-I-T-Z, at 670kboi.com for your chance to win over $20,000 in cash and prizes, still including an HP desktop computer and $1,000 cash. So for all of you that tried to enter tackle, do that tomorrow. Today, answer, enter blitz.
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 Guys are screwing me
it's
up.
It's not the fourth chapter of either one of the books.
I haven't seen blitz anywhere in the book, but then again, I'm not done with the book yet. Don't miss the next KBOI Wars Code 709 with Paul J. and Chris tomorrow morning, 670 KBOI. You know, if I even see the word blitz in this book, I... Never
Look
mind.
A little closer.
No, stop. 6:06. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the sixes. I'm going to show you more of the pictures in here during your while you give weather. Here's your KBOI in the sky, Ron O'Brien.
Still, this crash on Overland westbound, left lane at Millennium, and that is keeping traffic tied up back partway to Eagle Road. If you have to head west of Eagle on Overland, you may want to reconsider. Might want to use Victory or even Franklin to the north and avoid that part of Overland. Tow truck working on the one further up ahead, Overland right lane blocked in front of Meridian Ford there prior to Meridian Road, but just very little slowing going by that accident. The freeway just about a done deal. Last check, few brake lights getting by the Meridian interchange is going to be it. You could win $25,000 when you play the American Idol scratch game from the Idaho Lottery. Now, tickets are limited, but still lots of cash prizes left. So play today for a chance to win big. With your dependable first traffic, Ronald Bryan, KBOI in the sky.
We'll see changes come our way tonight and tomorrow as a cold front sweeps through. Temperatures will dive into the 70s tomorrow. You'll likely notice windy conditions across the Treasure Valley, with gusts reaching up to about 25 miles per hour. But the cool down is short because we'll be back in the 80s by Friday into the weekend. From CBS 2 TV, I'm meteorologist Jen Robbins for 670 KBOI.
79 in downtown Boise. KBOI First Traffic and Weather Together, brought to you by MetLife Home Loans. Contact Linda Higby at MetLife Home Loans in Meridian, formerly First Horizon Home Loans.
Live and local, Nate Shellman.
They're back.
The new joy of sex. And the joy of gay sex.
The joy of sex and the joy of gay sex.
The new joy of sex and the joy of gay sex.
The new joy of sex and the joy of gay sex.
The new joy of sex and the joy of gay sex.
The new joy of sex and the joy of gay sex.
The new joy of sex and the joy of gay sex will be back on the shelf at the Nampa Library. They have been available upon request only.
670 KBOI. Show at 336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI.
Not that there's anything wrong with that!
Now, broadcasting live from the News Talk 670 KBOI studios in beautiful downtown Boise, Nate Shellman.
All right, KBOI News Department's Brandon Rather had a chance to sit down earlier today with the Nampa Public Library. Get some comments from them. You've heard different sound bites of that included in our top of the hour news. We're going to play back the entire interview a little later on, a longer form of the interview, a little later on this hour. And you know what? It's been too long since our last one-on-one. We need to find somebody out there who believes that no matter what, no matter what the content of a book is, whether it's full of naked people, whether it's full of foul language, even if it contains a picture of five guys enjoying themselves. As in, I think that's the best. Isn't that the legal way?
I think five guys, just, there you go. I
mean, three's company. Four is five guys. There's a picture of it in The Joy of Gay Sex. Now, one person's pornography is another person's entertainment, is another person's education, is another person's recreation. Okay? I am not debating whether these books are pornography or not. That's not the basis of our discussion. This is adult content that should only be viewed by adults. Nampa Library thought so earlier this year, last time we talked about it. And dear Lord, we've talked about these two books quite a bit. Nampa Library said, hey, you know what, we're not going to get rid of the books, but we are going to put the books in the librarian's office. If somebody wants to go for the books, somebody wants to check out the books or peruse through the books, go to the librarian. You have to be, a lot of people emailing in off of 670kboi.com, you have to be 18 to check these books out. Apparently, you get carded at the library. Why not? Unless your parents there, why not? But here's what happened. The ACLU threatened a lawsuit on the Nampa Library, saying if you don't return these books back, you and I, ACLU, Nampa Library, we're going to get involved in a First Amendment argument. Nampa Library, Nampa City Attorney said, we can't afford that. That'll cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, and, you know, you choose. We could use that for roads, we could use that for schools, we could use that for more books for the library. We don't want to spend it in court. Put the books back. They don't necessarily agree with the ACLU. They can't afford a fight. That's why the books are back. ACLU got involved because people felt like their First Amendment rights had been infringed upon. When we had the staff attorney on, Lee Cooper from ACLU, earlier on this show, she said somebody had complained about the fact that they were embarrassed that they had to go and ask permission to get these books from somebody else. They were embarrassed. One of the reasons the ACLU got involved. Never mind the facts that there are pictures, and I consider myself very thick-skinned. There are a few things that I haven't seen until I opened up this book. Until I open up this book, The Joy of Gay Sex. And there's a picture here that makes me blush because it's just very graphic. I can't even you know what? My federal guidelines prohibit me from describing the picture. It's two guys, there's a swing involved, and there's my program director. Yep, that's as far as I can take it. 336-3700. Let's get back to calls. Don't forget, special Napa hotline. Special Napa hotline. For those of you in Napa, since we're talking about your library, 336-3711. Right now, let's go to Mike in Meridian. Mike, you're on 670 KBOI.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Mike.
This is beyond ridiculous, but there is a simple solution for this. But there's no law saying the library has to carry these books. Now that they have them, it would be a little absurd for them to get rid of them. But there was one gentleman who said he'd love to be able to afford the law to fight the lawsuit against the ACLU. Much cheaper. Go in with somebody with a Napa library card, checks out the books, accidentally drops them in their fire, and pays for those books, and they just don't replace them.
Yeah, but they, well, Mike, I... No, that's no. We do not throw books away. You know what? And this is where
this to is, protect my kids. You bet I would.
No, you know what? Hold on a second. Your kids were protected if they went back to the way it was.
Yeah, but they won't. I'm all for them putting them aside, putting them to where they have to ask for them. I'm all for that. But when the ACLU wouldn't accept that,
I can't endorse destroying library property on this show. I can't.
Yeah, but
do
I'm willing
it.
To pay for it.
But you're still destroying
it.
You're still destroying it.
Then I'll check it out and not return it.
Now you're stealing it.
No.
Either way, you're committing a crime somewhere.
No, because then I'm paying for it.
Oh, Mike, you know, those are ideas. Not ideas I agree with, but they're ideas. 336-3700. Let's go to Steve, who's calling on the Napa hotline. Steve, you're in Napa. What's on your mind, buddy?
Yeah, Nate, this is Steve. Just for your information, are you talking about a blitz?
Yes.
Those five guys in the...
Steve!
Blitz.
Steve!
Okay, so a couple of points I want to make real quick, Nate.
Yes!
Lee mentioned that some of the arguments were hypothetical, so she couldn't draw a conclusion yet. She brought herself to a hypothetical when she said that somebody was embarrassed. Now, somebody was embarrassed is not proof. She's just claiming somebody was embarrassed. So if she wants to name names, I'll say that she's got a large logical argument and it's no longer hypothetical. But if she doesn't want to name names, then...
I don't think she can. I think, isn't that like an attorney-client privilege kind of deal?
Oh, who knows?
I'm not a lawyer. I just watch a lot of Law and Order. But go
ahead.
The
other thing I'm very, very concerned about is the leaders of the attorney and the library manager, whatever they're called.
Right.
I think they positioned this. I think they are weak. They rolled, claiming it would cost too much. I don't have any idea how much it would cost.
The Napa City attorney said it would cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to fight a First Amendment lawsuit. That's what they told the Idaho Statesman.
Go for it.
Put up a bond, go for it.
We need to fight these people and not lay down.
Steve, you know what? Hold on a second. You can make that argument better than anybody who's in Pocatello or in Emmett or in Boise or in Eagle or Meridian because you live in Napa.
I'll pay for the bond. But quite frankly, I don't think they're making the challenge. I think that there's something else being promoted here, a different agenda, and that is those people that said they would not fight it are probably glad to see the ACLU come in and sue.
It's the same board. Steve, I appreciate the call, but it's the same library board that voted to remove the books and put them in the librarian's office. Nobody's changed since we talked about this the last time. I don't know if they're... You think they may be using the ACLU as a shield? Anything's a possibility, but... Steve, as a member, as a taxpayer in Napa, and there are others involved in this show, but as a taxpayer in Napa, you can tell the city attorney, fight this. I want you to fight this. 616 traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the sixes. Here's your KBOI in the sky, Ron O'Brien.
Still the crash on Overland holding traffic up. It's Overland westbound at Millennium Way. Left lane blocked with a tire back close to Eagle. Still last check just west of Eagle. The freeway drive, though, is a breeze. I-84 looks good. You have to hit the area around the airport. You'll be fine. And westbound traffic's doing fine on out through Eagle and Meridian. Hey, pull into your Lischbach Tire Center and they'll come running, delivering some of the best savings of the year. Sale time now at the Lischbach sign. With your dependable First Traffic, Ronald Bland, your KBOI in the sky.
What a gorgeous afternoon. Hopefully you can spend a little time outdoors tonight before the cold front arrives. We'll see temperatures drop into the 70s tomorrow, along with cool winds coming our way. Here in the City of Trees, below normal temperatures with a high of 77 degrees. The rest of the work week, looking pretty good with a gradual warm-up back into the 80s by the weekend. From CBS 2 TV, I'm meteorologist Jen Robbins for 670 KBOI.
77 in downtown Boise, KBOI. First traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 6s. Brought to you by Tate's Rents. Tate's Rents, everything you want, only when you need it. Tate's Rents.
More phone calls when we come back. 336-3700. Plus, don't forget, our KBOI news department sat down with the Nampa Public Library with their spokesperson. Hear what they had to say a little later on this hour. Your phone calls when we come back. 670 KBOI.
Nate Shellman on 670 KBOI.
Live and local.
Recently had a business banking client come to me after he noticed his previous banker actually doodling on his account file in the middle of a meeting. No kidding. He said it was either a long-necked horse or a short-necked giraffe. I don't know. He wasn't sure. But there was one thing he was sure of. It was time to find a new business banker. That's when he switched to Sterling Savings Bank. Together, we went over his business plan and talked about his industry. We even did a little doodling of our own. On a napkin over lunch, I showed him how the right capital improvement loan could help him reach his long-term revenue goals years quicker.
No matter how large or small your company, you deserve a banker who is as excited about doing business as you are. You deserve Sterling Savings Bank, the perfect fit bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nate Shellman here for Take Shape for Life. Folks, I have always been a little heavy or fat. Let's just call it. Yes, I was big. But you know what? A month and a half ago, I started the MetaFast program, Take Shape for Life. In a month and a half, I have lost 36 pounds. Take Shape for Life uses the MetaFast meal replacements that have helped over a million people around the world shed tons of weight for more than a quarter of a century. And folks, this is not some fly-by-night fad diet where there's a lot of pills or anything. No, this is real food. And dozens of people around the Treasure Valley have lost a tremendous amount of weight with Take Shape for Life, and you can too. When I first started this program, I was 290 pounds. Now, 254. I've lost 36 pounds, and it's still coming off. What are you waiting for? Now is the time to Take Shape for Life. Call 283-1013 or healthcoachcollins.com. Once again, that's healthcoachcollins.com.
I got leaks. I got a sink on the blink and the faucet bad. I got drips. I got my pipes clogged up and I'm feeling mad.
Hi, Dan here, A1 Plumbing and Rooter. At A1 Plumbing, when it comes to serving our customers, with us, it's personal. Our customers are our friends. They're like our family. 9 out of 10 times our phone rings, it's one of our longtime customers using us again. If you want customer loyalty, you need to treat them like royalty. We show up on time. We actually roll out a red carpet for our customer. So when it comes to serving our customers, it's personal. Give us a call at Ada County 376-7473, Canyon County 467-7444.
Patriots and Warriors united at the Mountain Home Air Force Base, home of Gunfighter Sky. 100 years of flight, 60 years of air power, and the roar of the Thunderbird jets. To celebrate, your local Leschwab Tire Centers are giving away a tire and custom wheel package valued at up to $1,200. Stop in and sign up today. No purchase necessary. And visit our booth during Gunfighter Skies. Support our troops and see a great air show. Gates open at 8 with free admission and parking. Gunfighter Skies, September 13th and 14th.
Hi, can you tattoo something like this?
Monica Torres, Farmers Insurance Agent. Is this a picture of your girlfriend in the newspaper?
Oh, she's not my girlfriend. She's my Farmers Insurance Agent.
Oh, yeah, that explains everything.
Well, after my house fire, she and Farmers Health Point kept me sane.
Right
then on. Got me back into my home in no time.
Wow, you just blew my mind.
Farmers Insurance Agents work directly with Farmers Health Point to respond immediately to your emergency.
In Napa, call Peggy Selman at 442-6800.
670 KBOI is your live and local radio station mornings and afternoons.
Now, back to Nate Shellman on News Talk 670 KBOI.
336-3700 is the number to get in on. If you are from Napa, live in Napa, pay taxes to Napa, 336-3711, because we are talking about the Napa Public Library. And we will hear from the Napa Public Library coming up after bottom of the hour news. Until then, your calls. Let's go to Susie. Susie, when Susie called in, she was between Sun Valley and Fairfield. Now I think she's in Salt Lake City. Go ahead, Susie.
I just wanted to point out that her argument was full of holes.
Oh, when you say her, you're talking about the ACLU attorney, Lee Cooper, who was on the show earlier.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I do believe the ACLU is still representing an outfit called CARE, which is a group of Muslims, many radical Muslims, as a matter of fact.
Okay, stay on topic.
And Michael Savage is in the middle of a fight with them.
Okay.
ACLU is representing them, and CARE is trying to take away Michael Savage's First Amendment rights. And
we're talking about the Napa Public Library.
Well, I know, but she was going on how it's a First Amendment right.
Right.
And it's just a bunch of crap. They represent it only when it serves their, you know.
Do you think that putting a book in another room infringes on anybody's First Amendment right?
Absolutely not.
That's what I love to hear. I appreciate the call. 336-3700. 336-3700. Let's go to Emily in Emmett. Emily, you're on 670 KBOI.
Hey, Nate. I think this is absolutely hilarious.
Which part? The part that we've talked about it on this show more than the election, more than illegal immigration, actually, you know what? The good thing is we've talked about the joy of sex and the joy of gay sex more than the Dallas Cowboys and the Cleveland Browns. I think we've talked about them more than, the Boise State Broncos. I think we've talked about them more than anything. Third day we've talked about this since I've been here. Now what's funny about it?
Because hypothetically, somebody went to have to ask for this book, so they're embarrassed.
Right.
So what's the difference with having to ask for the book and checking it out? Are they getting embarrassed when they have to check it out?
She had no answer. She did not have an answer for me when I asked that question. I asked her that specific question when I had this. Well, she had an answer. It didn't answer the question, but
it was based on
my question was based on the hypothetical.
Yeah.
She cited the asking for the book as a real act, but being seen with the book, being seen reading the book, being seen carrying, putting the book in a bag, being seen checking out the book, handing the book to a librarian to check out. That's not embarrassing, but asking for it is?
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously something's wrong with the book if it's embarrassing.
No, you know what? Emily, I can't bite on that because the embarrassment isn't what's wrong with the book. The embarrassment is the fault of the person. People choose what they are embarrassed about. That's not the book's fault. That's the person's fault. And definitely not the library's fault. 626, traffic and weather, every 10 minutes on the sixes. Is it my fault or Ron's fault that Ron's embarrassed to be seen with me in public? Whose fault is it, Ron?
You were breaking up, sorry.
Is it my fault or your fault that you're embarrassed to be seen with me in public?
It's my fault.
See? That's the correct answer. Traffic and weather together. Here's KBOI in the sky, Ron O'Brien.
In good shape out on the freeway drive, 584 looks good. Rolling through Meridian just fine, up to speed. And early wreck on Overland has just cleared in the last minute. Doberland at Millennium. All lanes are open again. They were moved into the center turn lane, so traffic's actually moving quite well through there, even though the wreck just cleared. And further up the way at the one in front of Meridian Ford, that is out of the way as well off Overland. Idaho Transportation Department wants to remind you 43% of Idaho's traffic deaths were caused by aggressive driving. And speed greatly increases your chances of crashing and the extent of your injuries. Remember, smart choices save lives. With your dependable First Traffic, Ron O'Brien, your KBOY in the sky.
Thanks, Ron. KBOY First Weather tomorrow for the Treasure Valley. Mostly sunny skies, breezy conditions with northwest winds 20 miles per hour, high near 76. It's 77 in downtown Boise right now. KBOY First Traffic and Weather together brought to you by Ashley Heating and Air. Ashley Heating and Air for all your comfort needs. Call 378-9445.
Let's go right back to our Nampa hotline, 336-3711. Reserved for those who pay taxes to live in Nampa. Let's go to Mark in Nampa. Mark, you're on 670 KBOY.
You know, this is a case of the ACLU and its attorney being blatantly disingenuous. They have been party to similar lawsuits that have been adjudicated by the Supreme Court, and they lost. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So how do we afford to fight them? You don't fight them. We let some people in the community organize an initiative, put it on the ballot, and we as the government force the Nampa Library to get rid of the books, and then the librarians don't have a choice to make.
Mark, you live in Nampa, correct?
Yes, sir.
If it happens, we cover the news here. I mean, I can't tell people to start a fund. I can't tell people what battles they can and can't fight. I say my opinion on here, but you, Mark, you are, and I've said this to other people in Nampa. You are in a better position than I am. I don't live in Nampa. You're in a better position than somebody in Pocatello or Boise. You pay taxes there.
So if there's people out there that have the time and the inclination, let's get something started.
Mark, something tells me we're going to be hearing your voice quite a bit in the near future.
Probably will.
Appreciate your call, sir. 336-3700, 336-3700. We'll take more calls. And don't forget, coming up after bottom of the hour news, we're going to hear from a spokesperson from the Nampa Public Library who talked to Brandon Rathert in our KBOI news department. News next, 670 KBOI.
Local afternoon drive.
Nate Shellman.
670 KBOI.
670 KBOI First News.
First News
starts now. Don't miss a thing.
KBOI News Time is 6:30. I'm Melissa Dodd, live in the 670 KBOI 24-hour news center. Senator Larry Craig gets another day in court tomorrow. Brandon Rathert is in the 670 KBOI newsroom with details.
Senator Craig has already tried to withdraw his guilty plea in that sex sting once, but a judge told him no. So now he goes before the Minnesota Court of Appeals to present arguments on why he should be allowed to change it.
In pleading guilty, I overreacted because of the stress the Idaho Statesman investigation and the rumors it has fueled.
In this press conference last year, he was referring to an investigation by the paper which was questioning his sexual preference. In the newsroom, Brandon Rathert, 670 KBOI News.
A Gooding County Sheriff's deputy is hospitalized after being hit by a truck. That officer was on duty this morning when the truck smashed into his car, pinning him in. The man in the truck took off but was caught and arrested just a short time later and charged with felony. Boise police officer was sentenced to 90 days in jail after pleading guilty of driving under the influence. 38-year-old Boise police officer Gary C. Miller entered a guilty plea and was sentenced to 90 days in jail. He was also ordered to pay a $1,000 fine and sentenced him to 1 year of probation. Miller, who was off duty when he was arrested in April of 2008, an Idaho State Police officer, he was cited for misdemeanor DUI. Said that his blood alcohol level was twice the legal limit. Another twist in the battle over those books at the Nampa Public Library. Two books dealing with sex and gay sex are back on the shelves after the ACLU threatened to sue. Library spokesman Dan Black says this has been a back-and-forth issue.
Allow access to these books, and then they've swung the other way and have allowed partial access for these books.
The board ultimately decided it would be too expensive to fight a potential lawsuit with the ACLU. Today we got a glimpse into the future of transportation in downtown Boise. Valley Ride Transit doing a free bus tour along proposed streetcar route. Transportation officials envision a system where streetcars would be able to whisk you through areas of downtown to relieve traffic and at the same time boost some of the underserved areas of downtown Boise. At the end of the day today, the Dow was down 279 points. Paul Harvey coming up at 6:55. Your next news is at 7:30. Of course, breaking news first. 670 KBOI. Don't miss a thing.
News Talk 670 KBOI.
Live reports on the scene of breaking news.
Michael Savage.
Weeknights 7 to 10.
I love radio more than anything on earth. That's the sad truth. That's a sad statement, I gotta tell you. Being alone in a room with a microphone, that's what you love. That's what your ancestors struggled against the great hordes for. That's what they overcame: illness, disease, pogroms. Also, you could sit alone in a room in front of a microphone? Yes. And be famous? Yes. And make a damn good look? Yes. That's why. What do you need anything else for?
The Savage Nation.
Savage. Weeknights at 7 on Idaho's News Talk Authority. 670. KBOI.
The Fort Boise Gun Show, Idaho's oldest and biggest, is coming this Saturday and Sunday, September 13th and 14th at Expo Idaho. Looking for new guns, used guns, antique guns? You'll find them at the Fort Boise Gun Show. See a fantastic array of modern and classic firearms, from the guns that won the West to the weapons of the 21st century. Check out thousands of gun bargains. You can buy, you can sell, you can trade. Gun appraisers will be on site. Also, reloading equipment, parts, new and used, leather goods, great books, and some of the finest gun collections you'll ever see, with exhibitors from around the country. Plus, enter to win a brand new hunting rifle with scope courtesy of Alpha Omega. The Fort Boise Gun Show, Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday from 10 to 4 in Expo Idaho at the Western Idaho Fairgrounds. Admission only $5, and there's plenty of free parking. Sponsored by the Ida Howe Long Rifles, with proceeds to support the Blacks Creek Public Rifle Range, a Treasure Valley tradition for over 40 years. The Fort Boise Gun Show.
Hillcrest Retirement and Assisted Living invites you to join them on Friday, September 19th, for the Golden Years Expo, The Art of Living Well Every Day. The expo will kick off at 5:30 p.m. with live music performed by Kirstie Ray and Marcos from Nashville, and local artists Gail Chapman, Steve Myers, and Joshua Tree. In the spirit of collaboration, Hillcrest Retirement and Assisted Living, located at 1093 South Hilton in Boise, is hosting this community-wide event to showcase a variety of services and products that enhance the lives of the community's senior residents. Hot dogs, soda, and baked goods will be available, and a beer and wine garden provided by the Ram Restaurant and Brewery. Take advantage of the free senior services offered during the expo and acquaint yourself with the vendors who cater to the 50 years plus crowd. For more information about the Golden Years Expo, call Hillcrest Retirement and Assisted Living at 345-4460. Again, that number is 345-4460. The Golden Years Expo, the art of living well every day.
Are you worried about making money in this economy? Well, I'm not, and you shouldn't be either. Hi, I'm Laurel Langmeyer. The strategies I'm teaching right now can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Best-selling author and millionaire maker, Laurel Langmeyer has personally coached hundreds of people into financial freedom. Laurel can teach you how to grow your bank account fast, even in this economy.
My experience within the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Did you know that fortunes are made in recessions? I can show you how to make more money this year than ever before.
Get started with Laurel's book, Millionaire Maker, and her powerful CD, Creating Massive Wealth in Today's Economy, a $75 value.
You can do this. And to get started, I'm going to give you a copy of my best-selling book and a bonus CD for free.
Just pay a small shipping fee and you can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Call 1-800-898-3397 for your free book and CD. That's 800-898-3397. 800-898-3397.
The Savage Nation with Michael Savage.
Weeknights 7 to 10.
I'm not getting mad at everything. It's just like, what's the point?
Michael Savage. Weeknights at 7 after Nate Shellman.
On News Talk 670 KBOI.
All right, we're going to hear from Dan Black from the Napa Library. Talk to our KBOI News Department earlier today. Talk with Brandon Rathert. First, 636, traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 6s. Here's your KBOI in the sky, Ron O'Brien.
Hey, you're going to find things in good shape once again. If you're headed out on I-84, traffic's moving just fine. If you're making your way out towards Meridian, and that earlier crash on Overland is out of the way. Overland at Millennium Way, things are moving just right through that stretch once again. I-84 construction got you down? Well, with the carpool incentive program, you can earn a $25 gift card each month just by carpooling. Man, they'll pay you to save money. Call 345-POOL or go to commuterride.com. With your dependable first traffic, Ron O'Brien, KBOI in the sky.
Joining us from CBS2 TV, Jennifer Robbins. And Jennifer, I saw CBS2 earlier today, and I thought I saw Brian Carrington in the background. But he's got
here. He was here.
He's got you doing his job for him this week. What a slacker.
We were teaming up.
He's a slacker. You're doing his homework. How's weather looking?
Well, another gorgeous afternoon. We reached a high today of 84 degrees at the airport, but temperatures will take a turn tomorrow on the cooler side, where we'll see highs staying in the 70s, along with cool winds coming our way. We see gusts at about 25 miles per hour in some regions, and it just seems like we're fading into fall with these cooler temperatures. From CBS 2 TV, I'm meteorologist Jen Robbins for 670 KBOI.
Thanks a lot, Jen. We do it tomorrow.
All right. Have a good one.
All right.
77 degrees in downtown Boise right now. 670 KBOI, first traffic and weather together. Brought to you by Nampa Classical Academy. Classical liberal arts education through a tuition-free public charter school. Visit ncacharter.org.
Start your day with Idaho's first morning news with Paul J. Schneider, Chris Walton, and Ken Weaver. Weekday mornings from 5 to 10.
Now back to Nate Shellman on News Talk 670 KBOI.
All right, we're going to have listener emails coming up. But first, Dan Black from the Nampa Public Library sat down earlier today with Brandon Rathert from our own news department, right here, 670 KBOI News Department. Take a listen to that discussion.
What happened was the board, which in the past has been pretty split on this question about having these books available or what level of availability they should have, they've been split. And in the past, they voted to allow access to these books, and then they've swung the other way and have allowed partial access for these books. With the ACLU basically asking the library to put these books back out on the shelves and threatening a lawsuit on the grounds of the First Amendment, the library board voted unanimously Friday to put the books back out on the shelves. And these books are on the shelves in many libraries. It wasn't something that all the members were happy about, but they realized that making a court battle with the ACLU was going to be very expensive and really jeopardize other library operations.
Now, it seemed like there had been kind of a compromise where the books would stay there, but they would be kept in another place, and that just still didn't seem to work for some people.
The community turned out, and we had extensive hearings where people, you know, argued various aspects. Hey, we want access to these books. We think that this is important. Many people said, look, we don't want children to stumble on these books. They've got images that we don't think are appropriate in the public library to be available. And so the you know, this was seen as a kind of a carefully crafted compromise, but the ACLU, in their letter to the library board, said that case law showed a really strong rationale that the freedom, the public's freedom to information was jeopardized by this ruling, by the previous policy. The previous policy was that you could get the book, but you had to ask for it specifically. And so that was seen by the ACLU as not really free and open access.
Is it a group of books, or is it some books specifically that's in question?
There are two books in question. It's the New Joy of Sex and the Joy of Gay Sex. Those are the two titles in question.
Was it a decision that was prompted by protesters, first of all, to try to remove the books, or was it something that the library itself thought, you know, we should take these off, or how did this whole thing come about?
Well, it came about in 2005 when one resident raised an objection to the book, to the Joy of Gay Sex, just one book, and he asked the library board to reconsider it being in the library, and he wanted it removed. The library board took comments, considered it, and did not make a change. They decided to keep the book on the shelf.
So this has come up a few times since, and the makeup of the library board has changed over the last few years, and so a few of the new members were more sympathetic to the notion that that the book should be removed. And what we had in the spring was, like we said, it was a compromise. So it was generated, back to your original question, the issue came up due to comments from the community, from specifically one fellow in the community. And then when we had public hearings, we there were other people who expressed a similar concern that these weren't appropriate on the library shelves.
So what will you do now to prevent something like this from happening again? Will the library board, will they more carefully consider any future books that they'd be putting on the shelves?
Where it stands now is that to satisfy the ACLU's concern about freedom of speech and the First Amendment, these books are on the shelves and available. The future acquisitions and what books go into our library collection, these are constantly reviewed by both staff under a policy that's set by the library board. The library board can change its policy and adjust it over time. And we expect that to happen as sort of an ongoing process. Several of the library policies are updated from time to time.
Great. Is there anything else you'd like to add that you think I haven't asked about, or something specifically that I haven't covered that you would like to add, Dan?
Sure. Both sides in this controversy have very sincere and heartfelt feelings about their positions, but in the end, the discussion has been respectful, it's been thoughtful, and what we have is a decision by the trustees to make the financial health of the library its number one concern.
It's about money. And appeasing the ACLU. But first, it's about money. It's a catch-22. What do you use $100,000 of taxpayer money for? What do you use $100,000 of funds for? Do you use it to go to court with and risk losing the battle? Or do you put that money to use for the reasons it was collected in the first place, to better the community, whether books or education or roads or whatever? 336-3700. We got Robert in Napa. Robert, you heard the interview while you were on hold.
Nate.
Yes?
You, there's a lot of sects that they're King James Bibles. You put that behind the counter, too?
I'm sorry?
There's a lot of sects in that King James Bible. Should we put that behind the counter, too?
Robert, is there a picture of five guys having a good time? And when if use your imagination and then take some crack and use your imagination again. That's what I... Because normal people don't have this mindset. Picture in their head.
I wasn't aware it was graphically illustrated. That was my next question.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Robert, I consider myself very thick-skinned. Tough skin. I've seen a lot. And it's adult material. That's all it is. It's adult. I've never said burn the books. I've never said the books need to be removed from the library. I thought the compromise that had been reached was very good.
Okay. Here's my situation.
Okay.
Let's say you got an adolescent girl or boy.
Got it.
Because you got a sex book and a gay sex book, correct?
Sure.
You got an adolescent boy or girl, and they're maybe considering being intimate with someone, whatever. And they don't have the internet at home. They want to research this, okay?
Okay.
I don't want them. Okay, they're going to feel uncomfortable. 15-year-old boy, example.
They're going to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, I want that their gay sex book. He's not going to want to do that, okay? So if it's readily available in the shelves, you can kind of discreetly look at it and
Robert,
make a decision from there, I'm okay with that.
There are other books that aren't graphically illustrated that aren't asked to be, removed. It has nothing to do with the content. In my mind, the content
We don't want to push over this domino, Nate. Okay, you push over the domino of the gay sex book, and next thing you know, your King James behind the counter, and and cooking 101 is behind the counter. You see what I'm saying? We just don't want to open these doors. That's the takeout. That's how I'm looking at it.
Robert, if they can't find the book regardless, whether it's behind the counter or somewhere in the library, they may have to ask someone regardless. How many times have you gone looking for something that had nothing to do with sex ago? You asked a librarian, hey, you know what? I'm looking for the new J.A. Jantz mystery novel, by the way.
I'm not going to feel whatever about asking for that, Nate.
But you know as a guy, Robert, and I'm a guy too, don't you dare tell me you've never taken an ego hit for asking directions or asking questions. Don't tell me that.
MapQuest.com, baby.
Robert, why do I have a feeling you're like me and you like to debate just to debate?
That's almost every day I call you.
I love the fact you call, Robert. Do so again. 336-3700, 336-3700. Mailbag coming up next. 670 KBOI.
Live, local, Nate Shellman, News Talk 670 KBOI.
If I just tighten this screw and the pressure nozzle, just the old turbo boost, then voila! Hey, there you have it, honey. Our washing machine's rinse cycle can now pump 31 gallons of water per second.
I'm not sure that's such a good idea.
But just last week, you know, you were saying the whites were looking a little gray. Besides, what could go wrong? Yeah, the old switch here. There it goes. Oh, man, that is going to leave a watermark.
Fire, water, natural disasters, even mold. Disaster Cleanup's emergency response team can take care of them all anytime, day or night, from cleanup to reconstruction. Call Disaster Cleanup, serving Treasure Valley, at 887-0004 or go to IDDK.com.
That's our cat floating away in a laundry basket.
Yeah. Hey, look at that shirt she's clinging to. Dazzling white.
Disasters happen. When they do, call 887-0004 or go to IDDK.com.
The Broncos are returning to the blue this week for homecoming. It's time to wear the blue and orange all week long and then orange out the stadium on Saturday night. And the only place in town to gear up for homecoming week is the Blue and Orange Store. Located on the upper level of Boise Town Square, the Blue and Orange Store is the one-stop shop for all your Bronco needs. With a huge selection of men's, women's, kids, and baby Bronco gear, the whole family is covered at the Blue and Orange Store. It's time to Bronco out the streets and neighborhoods with car flags, banners, mailbox covers, pennants, window clings, and more. Show your true colors all week with coaches' polos, jackets, t-shirts, and the largest selection of Bronco hats anywhere. New arrivals include the red hot number 11 jerseys, cheerleading outfits, a huge selection of kids and adult jerseys, new styles from Nike, huge logo, wall art, and more. It's homecoming week and time for Bronco Nation to rise again. So show your true colors by gearing up at the Blue and Orange Store, upper level Boise Town Square, and online at blueandorangestore.com.
Local people, local vibe. Everything that's right for your life. Check your mail for the community guide. Local business, local life. The Treasure Valley will come alive. Find yourself in the community guide. Mailbox or see what you will find in my community guide. Local people, local vibe. Don't you know that you gotta check your mail for the community guide?
Uncover Alaska and the Great Northwest in 2009. Truly a wonderland. AlaskaOffers.com invites you to encounter the natural beauty of the Great Northwest. Wyoming, including Jackson Hole and Yellowstone National Park, Montana and British Columbia. Then in Vancouver, you'll board your Holland America five-star luxury liner and cruise the pristine Inside Passage to Ketchikan, Juneau, Skagway, and spectacular Glacier Bay. 15 days at the guaranteed lowest price to Alaska and the Great Northwest from AlaskaOffers.com. From only $1,499 per person plus tax. Includes cruise, hotels, and so much more. Call 800-922-9000 or log on to AlaskaOffers.com for all the details. In 1867, Americans laughed at Seward's folly. 2 cents an acre to purchase Alaska from Russia. Well, it's time to discover Alaska with AlaskaOffers.com. The best deal since Seward. Call 800-922-9000, 800-922-9000.
Most people think there are two sides to every issue. What about your side? Nate Shellman,
live and local
on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Mailbag. People IMing me off of 670KBOI.com. Ron in Boise says, if the ACLU plans to file a lawsuit to have two books put back in the Napa Library, are they going to do that for every library in the country? Of course they won't. You know why? Because it's not their job to decide what books should be in the library, and they know it. According to Ron in Boise. Megan emailed in from Mountain Home. I've worked very closely with Randy Jackson on this issue, and yes, children must be of age, 18 years or older, to check out these books. How would a member of the ACLU feel if they found out their child was sexually molested by a gay man who learned how to groom the child from this very book? And the First Amendment protects rights of those spoken words, politically spoken words, not pornographic images. Notice the difference, words versus pictures, which young children can understand even if they can't read. Brian emailed in. Says, is the ACLU going to protect the rights of having the joy of bestiality or the joy of polygamy? I doubt it. Hey, don't forget tomorrow. All right, tomorrow's show, Larry Craig, scheduled to have his case heard in court, Minnesota Court of Appeals. We'll be talking about that tomorrow. Savage coming up after top of the hour news. Harvey next. See you tomorrow, 670 KBOI.
It's time for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story on News Talk 670 KBOI.
And 670KBOI.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey. You know what the news is. In a minute, you're going to hear the rest of the story.
There are debt cures for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review. Absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt cures review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-644-2090. That's 1-800-644-2090 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-644-2090. That's 1-800-644-2090. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-644-2090. Again, 1-800-644-2090.
Russ Fiedler loves high-fidelity sound, but he says the Bose system, the new Bose, is almost unbelievable. And hey, how about one as a back-to-school gift? They'll hear lifelike sound for CDs and for radio, listen uninterrupted for hours with the optional multi-CD changer, telephone 1-800-282-BOSE, order by September 30 and get a free premium backlit remote. How about that? 1-800-282-BOSE. Now, the rest of the story. Nobody liked Freddy. At least it certainly seemed that way. His own father detested him, as did his sister Amelia. His mother said she wished 100 times a day that he were dead. In fact, Freddy's mother once called him the greatest beast in the whole world. Nobody liked Freddy. Nobody who really knew him. His home was the merry old England of nearly 300 years ago. Freddie was good at merriment. He lived lavishly and paid for it with an allowance from his father. That allowance was enormous, £50,000 a year. Enormous amount of money for early 18th century standards. And still Freddie protested that it was not enough for his purposes, meaning his parties. So he got an idea. He would marry a rich girl. Well, Freddie's father must have laughed. He remembered how his son's earlier engagement had ended in disaster, a scandal the family had yet to live down. So, what wealthy woman in her right mind could possibly fall for Freddy? Ooh, he should not have asked that question. You see, the bold young Freddy asked for an audience with the elderly Duchess of Marlborough, and he really charmed the old lady, presented himself as a dashing gentleman with excellent prospects, and then he asked for the hand of the Duchess's favorite granddaughter. Now, Freddy could really pour on the charm when he wanted to. Now more than ever he wanted to, and he succeeded. He beguiled the elderly Duchess into believing his motives were entirely romantic, and she granted her permission. The newly approved couple would be married at the earliest convenience. What of the dowry? Freddy asked. According to custom, the groom should receive a substantial dowry from a young lady as high-born as the Duchess of Marlborough's granddaughter. And the Duchess agreed. And the dowry was set, £100,000. So, Freddy's financial worries were over. Oh, one thing more. Freddy said that a small wedding would be nice, that a private wedding would be better. Best of all, of course, he said, would be a secret wedding. And do you believe it? The Duchess agreed even to that, the secret wedding. The ceremony would be held at her lodge in Windsor Great Park in secrecy. Freddy's reasoning, of course, was that if his family or his family's friends were to discover what he was up to, they would surely try to stop him. Well, they did, and they did. The marriage of Freddy and the Duchess' granddaughter was not to be, and so was the high-born young lady spared for better things. She would marry another and become the Duchess of Bedford, and that's the way it happened the first time. The first time. You see, Freddy was Frederick Louis, the Prince of Wales, the heir to the throne of England, some 300 years ago. The favorite granddaughter of the Duchess of Marlborough, the beautiful young girl Frederick tried to marry for her money, the fiancé who got away, the Lady Diana Spencer. That's right, the first Lady Di. It was often said how lucky she was. Well, that is so. Only, of course, now you know the rest of the story.
Paul Harvey's commentaries, weekdays at 7:30, noon, and 6:55 p.m., exclusively on News Talk 670 KBOI. This is Idaho's official 2008 election station, 670 KBOI, Boise. News Talk.